she won't come just when you want it.
I'm Irish, but I'm not a leprechaun. You wanna fight, then step up and we'll get it on. You get a right to the grill. I'm white and I'm ill, a descendant of Dublin with Titanic skill. I duck then I swing, next thing your jaw's broken. Punk, I ain't joking, you can bet you've been choking on a fistful of nothing. Meanwhile, I've been puffing on a fat blunt, but punk, you don't know the half. Trying to talk shit, man, please don't make me laugh. These Irish eyes are smiling, I'm up whiling. The house of pain is pumping, start jumping. Freak it, funk it, backseat chunk it. If you can't get with it, you wind up sweating it. Then you get a beating just like an egg. It's so hard to run when you got a broken leg. But we can never run off, the house of pain will come off. We got the cake that you're trying to get a crumb off. The Irish styling, the Celtic jazz. No one has it, just us that's it. If you try to take it, I got a big shillelagh. I don't have dreads cause I shave my head daily. You call me a skinhead, I call you a pinhead. Yo, where you been, man? Just like the Tin Man, you got no heart. Here comes the good part, I pick up, fuck up. Cut them up and buck them down, no fucking around. Homeboy, you get clown like Krusty. Trust me, you shouldn't play. And by the way, top of the morning to you.
Okay, welcome to our video cast for this Saturday night. That's a Hollywood cam, but somebody ought to wipe it off because it's obviously covered with shit, you know. And this here is the Phil Henry Show, and this here is Phil TV. And I got to turn on the TV because I'm watching Chinatown with Jack. As the guy said to me, or some guy, he didn't say it to me, I heard some guy on TV. Remember what Jack Nicklaus said? Wait till they get a load of me. Okay, so tonight we're going to have Bob Greenback, because Bob was a big hit last night. We'll roll him out for the Los Angeles KFI audience. Probably get to Dean, too. Bob's a local, you know, merchant. Better get this bullshit out of here, man. Bob's a local merchant. He's a cat that, what do you want to call it, man? I mean, what would you call it, you know? You would call it local guy, you know, so... So anywho, you know what I don't have, man, is coffee tonight, and that might have been a fuck up because I had a lot of coffee this morning, but I did not have, I don't think I had, you know, enough. It's too late now to get it.
Top of the morning to you.
What else is happening? Anything? check this out. See if it don't come out the same. Look up a little bit of news here right now. I'm going to try and find what else we have news-wise here. California budget, voted by Jerry Brown. So I'm going to print off some of the stuff here that we have that Gina sent us. Although, this will just be for 9 o'clock hour. And I don't know how to print this, man. I don't know anything about printing. I do, but it's not my fault. They're fucking me up. No, obviously. Obviously, there's a print feature somewhere in this LA Times story, but, you know, I ain't gonna look for it. You know, we used to wonder why. Okay, cool. Print that motherfucker off. All right, cool. Maybe I ought to show you guys what I'm doing, huh? Well. I need to print. Print, bitch. There we go. It's a different computer that I'm on here. Then we have John and Ken's podcast on that. Wiener resigns. Well, we got all of that news, don't we? I should be keeping my Friday news, you know. Everything that Jason pulls, man, if you'll pardon the expression, pull. Should keep that, though, because then we can use it on Saturday's show. But this Wiener thing is, unless some, by the way, Clarence Clemens has passed on, which is a sad thing. He was the saxophone player in the E Street Band, Bruce Springsteen's band. He had a stroke, I believe, sometime late last week, and I'm imagining he succumbed to the effects of that. I don't know. I don't know if this is printing, man. Yeah, it's printing. Janice Hahn. Oh, fuck, here we go again, man. Gang members. Janice Hahn, I don't know if she's a part of this family. There's a well-known Los Angeles family, the Hahn family. There was Kenny Hahn or Kenneth Hahn, who was the father, I think, or the grandfather. But Kenny Hahn was part of the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors back in the day. In the 50s, one of the key players in bringing the Dodgers here from Brooklyn was Kenneth Hahn. His son, James Hahn, was mayor, but also I think was on the Board of Supervisors, James Hahn. But I think he was mayor, too. Now we have a story here about a Janice Hahn who was mocked in some kind of a gangster political ad. She's very pissed off about it. She wants an apology, lots of stuff like that. And I was thinking of a bit. It would be a, I don't know who it would be. It could be a Vernon bit, probably a Ted Bell bit, where Ted just tells me, he goes, "Let me tell you something, Phil. You don't even want to go there. Don't, no, no, don't mess with the Hahns. Don't, you'll wind up in a concrete jacket, you know." As a one-off, though, I wouldn't want to do that as a whole fucking hour. Mildred. Oh, God. Fuck. The hell was he doing with her, man? Anyway, Mildred speaks out. This is the fucking mistress, you know? And so I used to wonder why. Actually, you know what I want to do? Joey, if you're hurting, then pigs fly. So this is a really, really great Earth Cam that they're operating here for on Hollywood Boulevard. Take a look at this. This is just so wonderful. You can see nothing because someone has not taken a rag to that fucking thing. That should be a clear view of the promenade, the Hollywood Boulevard promenade, and over to the left you see a little kind of a triangular structure there. That's part of Man's Chinese, Grauman's, I don't know what the hell it is, the Chinese theaters. I will always call it Grauman's Chinese, although it hasn't been that for a lot of years, but who cares? Because you can't see the goddamn theater. Now can you? I hope you don't mind. I believe they should be served with the head. I'm watching Chinatown right now. Maybe you see a little bit of Chinatown here that I'm watching right now. Right there. You can't see shit. You can see Jack Nicholson's ass. That's about it. As he turns around, he's looking for people. Now this is part of the movie where the guy is going to show him, the gardener is going to show him. Yeah, salt water, bad for glass. Right, bad for the glass. Oh yeah, salt water, very, very... Unhealthy corn dogs, chicken nuggets out, sushi in at L.A. schools. That's a drag. That's there's a little boy that visited Ted's in Beverly Hills is going to be very upset about that. The little kid that caused all that, all the problem the other night at Ted's, when he said, I want a corn dog, and Ted heard cornhole, and all hell broke loose. He smacked the kid. Bad, man. Not good.
You know, Phil, let me tell you something. I heard this kid say, hey, you and I hook up cornhole. Now,
actually, what the kids, you know what the kids said.
Yes, I know now what the kids said, but what it sounded...
No, what the kids said was, Mr. Bell, do you serve corn dogs? And out of that...
Bell, as God is my witness, as God on the eyes of my son, I heard, let's you and I hook up cornhole. That's what I heard.
Out of Mr. Bell...
I know what you claim he said.
Not only me, but about five or six witnesses.
Yeah, family members.
Not just family members, dare I say, at the risk of her being, you know, fired, one of your servers.
Oh, well, boy, I'll tell you, I've taken it in the back. I've taken some shanks in the back, but that one hurts. Was it Doris?
Yes, it was.
Ow. In the words of Bill Murray, ow, 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 ow. Yeah, that hurts.
Boy, let me write down. I'm going to write down some of these one-offs here because we got to do. All right, now. Arnold Schwarzenegger's former mistress. Bang, bang, boom, boom, bing, bing, bong, bong, baby. Now, I got a one-off coming up here on Janis Hahn. No. And the corn dog is back. They are out of L.A. schools. But hold on to that one, man. I used to cry till I was dry, and my thing was then ding ding. Hey, Joey, if you're hurting, look at me. Look at this, man. Wipe that camera. The reason why I'm holding out hope for this particular city cam that we have on Hollywood Boulevard tonight is because once the sun gets down behind that mountain there, we might actually see the city life. I'm sure as it gets dark, it'll look really nice. But I wanted to throw a little Southern California urbanscape into the show this evening. Behind us, you see the gorgeous El Pacifico. This will always be our home. There'll be no changing that. We'll never leave. Never. No, not as long as the sea lions romp free and bark their asses off and the fog rolls in. Well, you know the bullshit. All right.
As long as there's fog and there's sea lions. Well, you know the horseshit.
Yeah, I do.
All right. Now then, here's what we've got for you. $5 an hour. All the sushi and corn dogs you can eat.
All the corn dogs you can take.
$5 an hour. If I see the words cornhole, are you interested?
As long as I'm not the recipient. You got it.
Hey, Phil.
All right, man.
I'm going to put the show in your headphones.
Rock and roll.
Hour on the half and all weekend long.
Former is now a current convict. I'm Michael Crozier. A former LA DWP worker has been sentenced.
Anthony Carone has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his part in a scheme in which utility employees marked up the price of office supplies and furniture and pocketed the difference. Prosecutors say Carone pleaded guilty Friday to felony charges of conspiracy, conflict of interest, and misappropriation of public funds. Carone and another DWP employee are accused of plotting to purchase $3 million in supplies from dummy companies at inflated prices. Akbar Fanouni, the other employee charged, left the country last year and has not been arrested. Carone spread the transactions across thousands of invoices over 6 years. Rob Archer, KFI News.
KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Cerritos.
On the 91 East past Pioneer Boulevard, there's a three-car crash blocking the carpool and left lane. Traffic is slow from the 605. Westbound side is going to be slow from the 605 to the 710. In West LA on the 405 South before Wilshire Boulevard, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Montana and then again from the 90 to La Tierra Boulevard. Northbound side is going to be slow from Olympic to Getty Center. In Burbank, the 5 South is slow in pockets from Burbank Boulevard to Valley View. Northbound side is slow from Rosecrans to the 605 and again from the 710 to Alameda. In Woodland Hills, 101 South is slow from Topanga Canyon Boulevard to the 134 and again from Highland to the 5. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
A single mother of four from Lake Los Angeles has pleaded no contest to child abuse and possession for the sale of heroin. Beatrice Flores was sentenced in Santa Clarita Friday to 3 years in prison. Four other drug-related charges were dismissed. Flores apparently said she was only transporting drugs to pay for the rent. She was stopped by cops April 18th in Canyon Country. Six bags of heroin discovered in her 14-year-old son's groin area. And methamphetamine was allegedly found on Flores as she was being booked. She's been in jail since her arrest. Mayors from around the country are at the 79th annual meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in Baltimore, Maryland.
The issue of the economy, jobs, 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 is the overriding
issue. What's the issue? Jobs, jobs, jobs.
Here at this conference.
Van Villaraigosa says the cities need the help of Congress to stimulate the job market. On Monday, mayors expected to be inaugurated as the new president of the conference. Some of the mayors will also be meeting with President Obama on Monday to discuss the economy. A teenager in Chicago has been killed after police say he tried to rob an off-duty police officer dressed as a clown. Officials say the officer was headed home from a children's fundraiser Friday night when the teen pulled out a gun, tried to rob him. Cops say the officer grabbed the gun and then killed the teen. NATO says it regrets any casualties that might have resulted when it mistakenly shot a bunch of rebel vehicles in an airstrike near an eastern oil town Thursday. Despite the regrets, more NATO airstrikes and explosions have been felt in the city of Tripoli, where it's Sunday morning now, local time. How many people does it take to change this light bulb? None. Because it's not burning out.
Today marks the 110th anniversary of the day the oldest known working light bulb was installed at a fire station in Livermore, California. The light bulb holds the Guinness World Record for longest burning bulb. The big mystery is why it won't burn out. Lynn Owens is in charge of the Light Bulb Centennial Committee. Yes, they have one. She says it's a 60-watt bulb, and it's only turned on for about 4 watts, but still you'd think it would have burned out by now. Owens says they've had scientists from all over the country look at it. The bulb was designed by Adolphe Chalet, who ironically competed with Thomas Edison to make the best light bulb in town. Amy King, KFI News.
They win. Depending on your beliefs, this dog is evil or pure awesome. That story, the forecast, and the world famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
AutoZone. Save big on your next oil change with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Protect your engine and save big right now at AutoZone. Get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Peak conventional motor oil and an STP or AC Delco oil filter for just $9.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. A complete do-it-yourself oil change deal for just $9.99. Restrictions and details at store. Protect your engine and save big. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa, ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of mini boot to bonnet, no cost maintenance.
Well,
one of the
true,
best
Phil,
programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, get 0.9% APR financing on select 2011 models. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
A rabbinical court in Jerusalem has condemned a dog to death by stoning. They say the dog is the reincarnation of a secular lawyer who insulted the court's judges 20 years ago. A large dog made its way onto the Monetary Affairs Court in the ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood of Mirshurim. He scared some judges and plaintiffs. They tried to make the dog leave. He wouldn't. One of the sitting judges recalled a curse the court had passed down upon a secular lawyer who had insulted the judges 20 years ago, so they sentenced the dog to be stoned. The dog escaped. Southland weather from Cape. So maybe they were right. Southland weather, cloudy skies this evening with a chance of some drizzle after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear to partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, much like today. Temperatures, highs in the low 60s at the beaches, mid-60s in Metro LA, Orange County, maybe around 70 in the valleys. Clear and hotter on Monday to start next week. Highs around 80. Right now in Dana Point, 69, Cypress, 71, Pasadena, 72, Hacienda Heights, 70 degrees. For breaking news and right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico. And we are here every Saturday night till 10 o'clock, broadcasting from the land of fog and sea lions here. And, of course, weekdays on KTLK AM 1150. But tonight, as every Saturday night is upon us, we're broadcasting here on KFI AM 640. Our flagship, our home, you know, it's love.
Very, very, very close.
Very loving thing. And we want to be aware of the fact that we're on our PhilCam right now, PhilTV and HD, at philhendryshow.com. So you can watch the show as well as listen to the show over KFIAM640.com. If you are outside of the Los Angeles area and in L.A., of course, you guys that are out and around, you can check it out. As a matter of fact, we tried to get a city cam up. So we got a little bit more of a cityscape behind us here on PhilTV. We do have the El Pacifico. We found the Hollywood cam. Somebody needs to take a rag or a spit or something and clean that camera off, because I was trying to get a good shot of Hollywood Boulevard. Can't do it, man. It's got about 6 months worth of dirt and pigeon dung, you know.
Yeah.
So wipe that down, and maybe we can use that Hollywood cam. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-KFI. And tonight what we're going to do is cover something that is local, something that is happening right now, as a matter of fact, in Buena Park. We have one of our contributors on the line from Buena Park, the CEO of Fraser Foods, which is a grocery chain not only in the Southwest, but as well as the Southeast, some 25 stores. Robert Green joining us. And tonight I know, Bob, that you have planned a Special Olympics promotion at Fraser Foods. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct, Phil, and we certainly do appreciate the time that you are giving us here on KFI tonight. I'll let everybody in Orange County and Los Angeles County, wherever you can hear the Phil Henry Show this evening and myself, to come to Fraser Foods, and we are going to be raising money for the Special Olympics.
Now, this is part and parcel of an incident that involved yourself that did make it into the press that sort of gave, you know, Fraser Foods and yourself a little more consciousness about the kids involved in Special Olympics?
Well, I wouldn't want to tie it into that specifically, and I'm going to be pulling into the story here in a moment, Phil, because I wouldn't tie it into that specifically, Phil. What I would tell you is the following thing. I have, and my company, Fraser Foods, we have always been very mindful of the needs of the community. We've been very mindful of the needs of our customers especially, and that includes those who are a little less fortunate, people that are a little less able than the rest of us to take care of themselves, and that is our primary concern.
But what I'm getting at is the Boyd family, James and Kara and their son Zach.
That is correct.
Would you mind getting into that?
I don't have a problem getting into that at all. I'd like to spend a limited amount of time on that because I do want to get people focused back on what we're doing. I did talk about it on your national show last night.
I understand that, but for the people here in the city of Los Angeles, for people that are perhaps not familiar with it locally, it was about 3 or 4 months ago in Huntington Beach, right?
That is correct.
Okay, and you were, you do you want me to roll it out?
Well, it's a story that you seem to have, I don't know if you've got it memorized, Phil, and I don't mean to say that, but the news media certainly memorized the story, and we're hopeful we can move past it, but whatever questions you want to ask me.
All right, but you were in a brand new car, and the reason why I'm pointing out the car was a Humvee, and you were traveling east-west on, I believe, Bloomington, right?
Yeah, it's a T-intersection, as I described to you last night. It is a T-intersection. Buford goes into Bloomington. It tees there, and there is no cross-traffic. So I, as I said to you last night, and as was not understood by the people, you know, that called your show last night, I rolled through that through that red light. But the reason being, there is no.
I know the traffic doesn't go across. I understand what you're saying. It can go either right or left.
It goes either right or left. That is correct. When I was going through this red, where there was absolutely no traffic that was in jeopardy, and I wasn't in jeopardy, this child had come off the pavement and hit the front left of my truck. And I saw the child in the blink. He was 5 or 6 years of age. This is the boy we were talking about.
Zach Boyd, right?
Yeah.
How old was he?
I believe Zach is 5.
And you know the family, don't you?
I've gotten to know them very well, yeah. He hit the front of the car. I punched it, meaning I hit the accelerator and went around the corner, which I forget the name of the street, Gold, I think, and went up the street about a quarter of a mile, and then I turned around and came back.
All right, can we cover, first of all, when you hit this child...
And again, I don't think I hit the child, as you say. This was a boy that came off the pavement.
And when you say he came off the pavement, he ran out into the street.
He was wearing a little costume. I found out later from his mother and from talking to Zach that he's developmentally disabled. And this is why some people are being very cynical about what we're doing with Special Olympics. This has nothing whatsoever to do with that accident. What we're doing tonight for Special Olympics, I was going to do it anyway. I had it in my day planner, and we were already making plans. So this has nothing to do with that. And the cynicism of some people...
All right, I understand that you it has nothing to do with it, but a lot of people are tying it in. So you hit this boy, he was autistic?
He was autistic. As I pointed out to his mother, she had put the boy in a Superman cape. When you have an autistic child, and I think it only makes sense that when you have a child that has a developmental disability and you put him into a Superman outfit, you give that poor little guy the idea that he is going to have some kind of superpowers, which the reason why I say that, I saw him extending his arms out in front of him, and as if he was, if you've seen the Superman show.
Yeah, so he was playing Superman out on this walk and hit your car.
Came into the car. I went around the corner, probably about a thousand yards. And then turned around.
All right, now people, there's a little bit of an issue here with you leaving the scene.
There's no issue. It's a completely natural response. I think anybody who's in a panic, especially after hitting a child, and this was a little boy, there was something, I don't know why I knew, but I knew somehow that this child was disabled. It might have been the way he was in a Superman outfit, he had on a helmet. Those two things don't necessarily go together. I hit the accelerator.
So you left the scene, but you turned around and came back.
And again, when you say left the scene, it has a very distinct sound of illegality. No, I did not.
Did you not turn the corner?
Yeah, I did, but what I'm trying to get to you, Phil, and to your listeners who I know understand, it's a natural reaction to go past the scene of any individual you may hit and then come back. You don't know what just happened. You're afraid. When I did get back there, I saw that the child was going to need to be transported.
And is he out of the hospital?
Yes, he's out of the hospital.
Because I know that he sustained a couple of fractures and a concussion.
And a concussion, even though he had on a helmet and he's in a Superman outfit. I got to tell you, Phil, I thank God that I stopped and was able to assist the family. And, of course, our promotion here tonight has nothing to do with it.
All right, I want to take a break. We're going to get back to talk to Robert Green here about this event at Fraser Foods for Special Olympics. But the fact that this incident happened a couple of months ago, the hitting of this child, this autistic child, he went past the scene, did not stop, then came back. Now, the lawsuit, and there is a lawsuit that's being filed by Mr. Green against this family, saying that they had no right in putting a disabled child in a Superman outfit, that it gives the child the idea that he has some, you know, superpower abilities or whatever. Now, our number is 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. We're going to get back to talking with Robert Green here tonight from Fraser Foods about this incident, as well as what's happening at his store this evening. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News, right, the end of the Wiener era, the beginning of the new state budget era, and the return of an accidental political figure. Plus, this week's 9 news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
This Father's Day, treat Dad to a day of food and fun at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. No matter what his dining pleasure, he'll feel like a king. If he likes to eat heartily or enjoys a variety of foods, take him to the all-day, all-he-can-eat feast in the Serrano Buffet. For just $18.95, he can choose from an unbelievable selection of American, Asian, Italian, and Mexican dishes. Or if he likes barbecue, he'll love the Pines Father's Day special fixed-price three-course meal. A tender slice of pork porterhouse smothered in bourbon coffee barbecue sauce served with New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp and topped off with chocolate bread pudding, all for just $45 per person. The Pines is open 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Visit sanmanuel.com for more information on all the fun things Dad can enjoy at San Manuel, not only on his day, but every day. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino in Highland off the 210 freeway. You and Dad must be at least 21 to enter casino. If you gamble, please do so responsibly.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 7:30, windy winds and hot heat are making fighting fires difficult in Arizona. And Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords is home. Crash in West L.A.
On the 405 South, 4 Wilshire Boulevard, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane.
Do you have access to the phones?
Northbound side is going to be slow
from
Olympic to Sunset Boulevard. In Cerritos,
thanks for the reminder, man.
Past Pioneer Boulevard, that earlier crash has been cleared from lanes.
I got it now.
Covered on the eastbound side. Westbound side is going to be slow from the 605 to the 710.
Got it now, dude.
In Lincoln Heights, 5 South is slow.
Wow, I got to remember to do that.
Road. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 710 to Glendale Boulevard. In Woodland Hills, 101 South is slow from Topanga Canyon Boulevard to the 405, and then again from Hollywood Boulevard Boulevard to the 110. KFI traffic is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. I'm David Penson.
Five-star service at one-star drive.
Hi, Pat Bolter, general manager of Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel. Who has enough time these days?
I mean,
at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel, we understand your time is valuable. That's why we're confident our five-star service department will save you time and money. With our zero-wait service, we'll have you in and out in 10 minutes or less, guaranteed. Our five-star certified technicians will complete your service on time, to perfection, and at an unbelievable value.
Bob, this is a serious news story.
With over 200 Mercedes-Benz courtesy vehicles at your disposal, you'll always drive in style while your car is being serviced. It's no wonder our clients have praised us as a leader in customer service among Mercedes-Benz dealerships in the country. Five-star service comes standard only at Mercedes-Benz of Laguna Niguel.
The other thing, you roll over.
Visit us at the 5 at One Star Drive or online at mblaguna.com.
Want to go out this weekend? Find great ideas and family events at KFIAM640.com, keyword calendar.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. And if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AAMCO. And for limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr., either one is fine, and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half of the cars serviced by AAMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO or log on right now to AAMCOSOCAL.com. That's AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
Hey, Steve, you want to get together today after work?
No, not today. I'm going to watch my criminal law class.
How can you go to law school? You're on the road so much.
It's Abraham Lincoln University School of Law. I listened to part of the criminal law lecture while I drove to work this morning.
Are you kidding?
No, this is an online law school. Abraham Lincoln University is right here in L.A. on Wilshire. You can go live in the studio. Sometimes I go in on Saturdays, but mostly I attend online.
That sounds so great.
It has everything recorded so I can listen or watch at any time. Check it out at alu.edu or give them a call at 213-252-5100.
You know, I always thought about being a lawyer, but isn't it expensive?
Well, it's way more affordable than a traditional law school.
Is this something new?
No, actually, Abraham Lincoln University School of Law has been around for 15 years. The school has over 100 lawyers in California.
Okay, did you say alu.edu?
Right. The number is 213-252-5100. That's 213-252-5100.
Got it. I'm going to go call them right now.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the guaranteed replacement cost coverage option. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Inter Insurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI survey profile 39B.
KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, back here on a Saturday night till 10 o'clock every Saturday night. Weekdays on KTLK AM 1150, our website, philhendryshow.com. Now with me is Bob Green from Fraser Foods. And we're talking, and Bob, congratulations on your efforts on behalf of Special Olympics.
Thank you for that, Phil, and we are focusing on that.
But the questions that we had for you last night as well as tonight have to do with the accident and the encounter you had, and you got to know the Boyd family in Huntington Beach, right?
Yeah, they're good people. They went through their insurance. Their insurance was going to come after me. I simply have filed a lawsuit because I need to protect myself. And
why would you not just accept responsibility that the boy's all right? Was there any criminal charges?
No.
So you had gone around the corner. You had left the scene.
All right, let's slow up for just a minute.
I want to get the facts, okay?
All right.
You went around, you hit this child, okay?
The child came off the sidewalk and hit the front of my car, and at that point, I saw the kid fall back onto the sidewalk, and I think actually not all of him was on the sidewalk. I might have actually rolled over a part of his leg.
You got to be kidding me.
No, but he was fine. The fracture was really with a wrist. At that point, I hit the accelerator to get around the corner. And
why did you hit the accelerator?
To get around the corner, because there was traffic. And
you didn't stop for another quarter of a mile.
All right, Phil, I told the police all of this, and I don't know that while I'm on your program talking about the Special Olympics or the promotions that we're doing, that I need to get into.
All right. Maybe what we ought to do here is talk about this before we talk about the promotion, you know?
No, I'd like to. I want to talk about what we're doing for the disadvantaged and the disabled.
All right, but you stopped and then you came back.
I came back. As far as going around the corner, I can assure you, as I've said before, this is a natural reaction that people have, Phil. When you hit somebody, and God forbid it should ever happen to you, it's happened to me, so I know. I've had the experience. So if you will allow me to, you know, please learn from my experience, if I could say that. When you hit somebody, your instinct is to hit the accelerator and to travel as far down the pavement as you can get until, of course, you come to your senses, as I did. And
what, Bob, my curiosity is only this. What if coming to your senses means what? It means...
It's not really coming to your senses. It's just I recognize I'm going to turn around and go back. But it's a very normal thing to do. I went back. The child had sustained a concussion. We called for an ambulance. At that time, I did mention to Cara, who is Zach's mother, I said, he's in a Superman outfit. And she said, he's autistic. And I said, well, I find that a little troubling. And she asked me why. I said, because if you're going to put a child that is developmentally disabled that way, a child that has obvious brain issues, if you want to put it like that, I don't need for that child to be in a... I don't personally, me, Bob Green, I can't speak for any other driver, but I don't need personal... Do you need that?
What are you asking me?
What I'm asking you, do you need a kid in a Superman outfit who's got autism?
When you say, do I need that... You know,
as a motorist, as an individual driving down the road,
I don't want to have any child jumping out in traffic. If that's what you're talking about, no. You know,
no, but especially a child that may have that kind of a disability. Do you need to have that child in some kind of a superhero?
As far as I'm concerned, the kid can wear anything he wants, so long as he's not jumping into traffic.
Well, that was my point, and I said to her, that was the problem. The kid putting a cape on that child in a Superman outfit gives him the idea that he may have these kinds of powers.
And all right, well, he's a five-year-old boy. I can't imagine any five-year-old boy who doesn't fantasize or think about having Superman powers. Let me give our number out. It's 1-800-520-1KFI, 1-800-520-1534. We're going to get to some phone calls before long, but I want to get the information out here. So this kid is in a Superman outfit, and you say he was making like he was flying or something. You came back after going about a quarter of a mile past the scene, which you say is normal.
It's a very normal reaction to continue to try to get away, and then you come back. I talked to the mother. I said she said to me that you went past the accident. You rolled past the accident. She looked like she might be trying to make an issue out of this. And I said to her, but understand, you had him in the Superman outfit, so it's kind of a Mexican standoff. She's got me on going past the accident, but I've got her in the fact that she put a cape on this kid And
all right, I understand that. I don't know whether or not that's going to fly. So, and pardon the pun.
Yeah, well, that's very good taste, but I'll tell you.
I didn't even mean the pun, but it came out that way. The point being here, you came back. This child was injured.
The child was injured with a concussion. He had a broken wrist. The car had rolled over him, but it caused no damage.
Rolled over what part of him?
Over a foot or part of a leg, but that caused no damage. And that's when I said to her, when she said, you went past, I said, you got him out here, forgive me for saying this, Phil, trying to fly, because I don't know what the boy was trying to do.
All right, we're going to be back with Robert Green here. We have more. Our number, 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. And we're going to talk a little bit more about this incident and about his efforts tonight at Fraser Foods to raise money for the disabled or the disadvantaged, and whether or not, and I know he doesn't want me to bring this up, but whether or not he's doing that as a way of taking the focus off of him tonight. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-5201-KFI on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Here's Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. Dry, hot winds not helping crews fight two fires in Arizona. The Monument Fire near the Mexico border has burned more than 20,000 acres. Whitney Youngst is one of about 7,000 people that had to evacuate.
It's really hard, especially when you have kids. It's really hard to keep telling them that it's okay.
Investigators say the Monument Fire was man-made. They're trying to figure out who started it. The Big Wallow Fire in eastern Arizona is the largest in the state's history. It spread into New Mexico, grown to 500,000 acres, and is 38% contained. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash, West L.A.
On the 405 South before Wilshire Boulevard, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane. Traffic slows at Montana Avenue. Northbound side is going to be slow from Olympic to Sunset Boulevard. In Bellflower, 91 West is slow from the 605 to the 710. In Elysian Park, 5 South is slow in pockets from Stadium Way to the 710, and then again from Garfield Avenue to Valley View. 5 Northbound side is slow from the 10 to Duval Street. In Tarzana, 101 South is slow from Reseda Boulevard to the 405, and again from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. In South L.A., the 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords has returned to her hometown of Tucson after her treatment in Texas after being shot in the head 6 months ago.
This is a temporary visit to Tucson for Father's Day weekend. Gabby will return to Texas where she will continue her rehabilitation there as an outpatient.
Fox's Casey Stegall says it's her first time back since she was shot in January. Her husband, Mark Kelly, says the trip is sure to be very emotional and hopes the news media respects their privacy. President Obama's wishing fathers across the nation a happy Father's Day. In his weekly media address today, the president says kids need loving, quality time with their parents along with the structure that provides.
More important than the quantity of hours we spend with them is the quality of those hours. Maybe it's just asking about their day or taking a walk together. But the smallest moments can have the biggest impact.
President says fatherhood is the most rewarding and often challenging thing he does. In the Republicans' weekly address, North Dakota Senator John Hoeven says it's time to move forward on agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama for he needs to send those agreements to Congress for approval. He says these agreements can help create the kind of pro-jobs, pro-growth economy that will lift the nation up.
All of these agreements have been languishing for years, but with a 9.1% unemployment rate and a spiraling deficit, the president can no longer hold these agreements back.
Hoeven says that nearly 14 million Americans out of work and sending the trade agreements to the Senate for approval would be good for the economy and good for the country. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
This is Elizabeth Alexander from Mick Alexander Imports, the number one Mini dealer in the country. Did you know that the original Mini Cooper was created over 50 years ago in response to a global oil crisis? Years before it became fashionable to do so, Mini was challenged to perfect the balance between superior design and fuel efficiency, which made them the masters of both in this generation, plus 5-star safety ratings by the NHTSA. So this month only, you can lease a well-equipped 2011 Mini Cooper hardtop for just $995 down and $229 a month, plus tax 36 months, 10,000 miles per year on approved credit through Mini Financial Services. That's just $229 a month for a brand new Mini Cooper hardtop that gets up to 37 miles per gallon highway. With car buyers' desire to go small and limited dealer inventories, car shopping can be a challenge right now. Thankfully, Nick Alexander has the largest inventory of Minis anywhere, so we're bound to have the Mini that's exactly you. Call 800-800-NICK for details or visit us online at alexandermini.com. We're centrally located to all of Southern California in the wholesale district. That's 800-800-NICK. And remember, Nick can't say no.
Cloudy skies tonight. There's a chance of some drizzle coming in, especially after midnight. Partly cloudy skies during the day tomorrow again. Temperatures also like today. Highs in the mid-70s. Clear and hotter to start next week, maybe around 80. It's 69 degrees in Burbank. Get the latest local news at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
AutoZone. Give your engine superior protection with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Synthetic motor oil outperforms conventional motor oil and provides the best protection for your engine. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil and a Mobil 1 oil filter for just $32.99. That's a savings of over 30% if purchased separately. Restrictions and details at store. To protect your engine, use the best. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I am test driving a BMW 3 Series today after driving its top rivals.
Well, go to the head of the class.
Hey, it's Dave. Yeah, two tickets to tonight's game just fell in my lap.
That's a yes.
Hold on. Let's make this interesting. First come, first serve.
No, wait.
You better get here fast.
Wait, Dave.
Good luck.
In a 3 Series, I like my odds. Not only is it faster and more powerful than its top rivals, but it's more fuel efficient than ever, so there will be no stopping for gas. This is just too much fun.
Yes?
Dave, look out the window.
Looks like the winner has arrived.
Team up with a 3 Series at a BMW center today.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 328i sedan for $339 a month. Visit SoCalBMW.com/finance for details.
Indifference therapy.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock here. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. The only radio show that, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they cannot. This is a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. With us is Robert Green from Fraser Foods, and we'll get to your phone calls in a moment here. Bob, just one other question for you. I mean, I know where you stand in terms of the money that you're raising tonight at your stores for disadvantaged and disabled kids. A couple of things you're talking about. Number one, leaving the scene of an accident.
Again, I've got to stop you right there. I did not leave the scene of an accident. Once I had my truck had made contact with Zach, and the child, I pressed the accelerator, I went around the corner, I traveled probably a quarter of a mile. I don't think I left the scene.
What were you thinking when you were going past?
It's not anything that you can understand. People understand who've been through this. You go, it's a completely normal thing. I explained it to the mother. She didn't bring it up to the officer because I said, well, if you do, then I'm going to have to bring up the fact that you're...
So this is what you mean about this quid pro quo or this Mexican standoff, as you call it. You said that you would say to the officer what?
That she's got a autistic kid in a Superman costume, which gives the child the idea that he can do a... If you've ever... Have you seen the Superman movies? Or...
Yes, of course I have.
All right. When he leaps out of a window, he leaps out with the arms forward.
And that's what this child did.
The child came off the sidewalk and came into the car that way. Yes, sir.
1-800-5201-KFI. 1-800-5201-534. Phil Hendry here with Robert Green. When you make contact with an individual on the pavement, if you're driving a car, it seems to me you're going to stop. Bob says it's a normal thing to go about a quarter of a mile past the scene. And he's also, there's a lawsuit going on against this family. Here is Franco in San Bernardino. Franco, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Your caller is a coward. And he really needs to think about the child. The child
I did.
Is a child. It doesn't matter if he's autistic or not. No, I'm going to talk first.
Well, you don't know about
child. A child can do anything, you know, and he's unpredictable. That's why the parent should be there and be in close range of the child. But you're a coward for leaving the scene. You did drive away. You never
leave. Natural instinct. A totally natural instinct. Total natural instinct.
Yeah, well, it's a coward.
Can I ask you, have you ever hit a kid? Have you ever hit anybody in your car?
Well, that's not exactly, Bob, something everybody does.
I'm asking the gentleman.
It sure isn't.
I'm asking
it's
the
judge. It's never been something I wish to do or nothing I plan on doing.
Well, then you don't know.
And your actions now of trying to make a fundraiser out of this because of your actions so you can...
That's it.
No, that's wrong. That is absolutely wrong.
You blackmailed the female. How are you going to blackmail the female by telling her you're going to say something to her to hurt her character when you're the one who's wrong?
The lady said that she asked me a question.
I want to know, how did this happen?
She said to me, you drove past the scene. I said, it's a normal thing. She said, I'm going to tell the officer. I said, well, I'm going to have to tell the officer that you've got your kid thinking he's Superman when he's autistic.
Are you kidding me or something? So Robert, I just want to be clear. You're not a little kid who's autistic is not allowed to have on a Superman outfit.
You don't put a kid like that out on the street so he can think he's going to fly through cars. No.
He's ridiculous. That's all I have to say.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Our number is 1-800-521-KFI. Robert Greene on the line with us here as we talk about this. You heard what the man said.
Well, he can say what he wants to say, but I ask reasonable people, and that's who I'm talking to now. Reasonable people are not going to put a child that has some kind of a Down syndrome or any kind of an illness like that or a disease like that or however you want to call it. But that's why we're having a fundraiser, so that we can get educated, Phil. You and I can get educated. What causes this? Is it a virus? Is it like a bacteria?
You talking about Down syndrome?
Yes, sir.
Bob, I can tell you, I've never done any fundraisers. I know that that's not what causes it. It happens to be a genetic thing.
Well, whatever it may be, I need to find out, because we're driving around out there with little kids who are put into these super people costumes, whatever you want to call them. And meanwhile, I am the guy that is looked at like I'm scum because I did something completely normal. I gunned it and raced past the scene by a quarter of a mile.
Completely normal, huh? You know, I remember one time when I was in Huntington Beach, and I'll tell this story in a moment, but I was in Huntington Beach, and it was late one night. I was 19 or 20 years of age. I was in my little white Volkswagen. I was driving with my girlfriend. We were on our way up Beach Boulevard, and out of nowhere stepped a girl off of the median, and her hand made contact with my side mirror. And I'm telling you, it didn't take me but a half a second to hit my brakes. I remember looking over my girlfriend and saying, I looked at her and I said, was that light green? I had to ask her to make sure my eyes were seeing this.
You know, Phil, that's a very interesting story. Are you trying to make yourself look better than me?
No, I'm not. I'm giving an experience. If you don't mind an experience. I asked her. Her name was Margaret. I said, Margaret, was that light green? She said, yes, it was. I said, that's all I wanted to know. I pulled over. I went back.
Oh, that's all you wanted to know. So, in other words, you could have gone back to that person that you hit, and they could have been nothing more than a side of beef laying in the road.
No, but I wanted to make sure immediately that I had my wits about me and that I had not been running a red light. 1-800-521-KFI. Here is Lisa in Santa Monica. Hi, Lisa. Go ahead, please.
I don't see how that applies.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine, Lisa. Hello? Go ahead. Yes, I can hear you, ma'am.
Okay, great. Okay.
How does that apply to me?
Unfortunately.
Let the lady talk.
And I was driving in Koreatown. She ran out from between two parked cars
there you
at
go.
Full speed.
There you go.
I swerved to try to avoid to hit her. Unfortunately, I made contact, and I pulled over immediately. I hit a human being. A quarter of a mile is far.
But you're in Koreatown. It's very crowded. There's a lot of traffic in Koreatown. Is that where you said you were, ma'am, Koreatown?
Yes, it's about 15 years ago.
There's a lot of traffic there. You're not going to be able to roll past that accident by very far. There's too much traffic.
No, but I was able to find a place to pull over. I mean, you know, it didn't take me a quarter of a mile to stop.
If you'd had more room, you would have gone and run past the accident.
No, that's what you're saying doesn't make sense. She's saying that immediately upon feeling the contact with that person, she pulled over.
I understand.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am. I understand what you're saying, ma'am. I certainly do.
I'm going to block traffic if I have to because I hit a human being. If I am in the way of the cars coming behind me, I am going to stop. I am not going to roll past a human being in the road. And on another note, about 10 years later, I was hit as a pedestrian when I was crossing the street in Salt Lake City. And the person did not stop. They left me lying in the road. When it was snowing, they left me there. I could have been hit by another car, and I know what it's like to sit there in the road with two broken legs.
Ma'am, that's not what I did. The little boy's mother was there. She was attending to him. He was wearing a helmet, which is good news. He still suffered a concussion, but I came back and I said, why do you have a Superman outfit on a kid with a helmet? You understand what I'm saying, ma'am? Are you a mother, ma'am?
Yeah, I am a mother.
All right. Why would you put a Superman costume on a kid that has to wear a helmet? You're giving him unrealistic expectations. And
what are you talking about?
Because I'm encouraging his imagination. I'm letting him do creative play because I'm supporting his, imagination.
Ma'am, I understand. But a Humvee, he doesn't have X-ray vision. He can't fly over my truck. You have given that child...
Bob, you're making this...
You're being ridiculous.
No, ma'am.
You're in a steel machine. You're in metal and glass and rubber, and you hit flesh and blood, and it took you a quarter of a mile to stop. You know what?
I hit
a bird, and I pull over.
I think that's abnormal. That's abnormal.
What's abnormal?
Hitting a bird? You pull over... Oh, please. You pull over for a bird?
What's abnormal about that, Bob?
I stop to see what I hit. Yes, I do.
Ma'am,
I don't just drive through.
Ma'am, I would simply say that a bird hitting your car is not going to be the same as a moose. You're not going to feel a bird. I don't know how she feels a bird. It would be like a leaf falling on your head.
Anyway, Lisa, thank you very much.
Maybe next time you'll hit a moose and you'll have to stop because it'll stop you.
No, ma'am. I'm a very good driver.
You rolled through a red light, too.
Obviously not.
I don't. Ma'am, I can't do anything about a kid with a helmet wearing a Superman
cape. It takes you a quarter of a mile to pull over when you hit a human being. A quarter of a mile? How long does it take you to run a quarter of a mile?
I had to get my bearings. It's a normal reaction, I'm told, to hit this.
Your bearings.
I needed to know where I was.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
I didn't know where I was.
And you stopped.
Did you know you were in Huntington Beach?
At that time, I was.
You had to sit there and think about whether you needed to stop.
Ma'am, if you think.
Ma'am,
if you think about it, there were a number of things. There were a number of factors. I've got a helmeted kid, but he's wearing a Superman. Oh,
ma'am. They're wondering if you could drive away
right.
and get away with it.
Robert, that's what I'm thinking here, okay?
You spent a quarter of a mile wondering if you could leave the scene of the accident safely without anyone.
I can take it from the caller, Phil. I'll take it from the caller. I cannot take it from you, Phil. I'm one of your sponsors. I'll take it from the caller, but you can't agree with her. And
I have to agree with her. That's what this show is all about, for me to express an opinion.
And I'm a sponsor.
You're a sponsor, yes, but you're... All right, listen, Lisa, I got to take a break. Thank you. Our number, 1-800-521-KFI, 1-800-521-534. Robert Green on the line with us. He was on our national show. I was giving out the national number again. And time for somebody to take a shot. We'll be back with more from him as we talk about this promotion he's doing at Fraser Foods this evening. But by the same token, an accident involving him, a disabled child, him leaving the scene, and then telling the mother, you put that kid in a Superman cape or in a superhero costume, that autistic child's going to think he's got superpowers. Our number... 1-800-521-KFI. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640.
Take a look at your name, your business on the internet. What do you see? Negative information?
Hey, Phil.
Negative blog?
Yo.
You may not even realize the extent
of it. I was thinking, man.
Seeing how one blog post
What if he was, like, saying that he's, he was stressed out that day, so he had, like, a couple?
Now, some people won't even bother telling you.
Like, he tossed back a couple already.
Ignore you.
And that hitting his kid didn't help the situation at all.
What people think about you, and by the way,
hitting the kid did not relieve his tension.
It's still rotten when negative things come up about
him. And then he's, like, maybe he spilled on himself, so he's got to charge them for the dry cleaning.
Contractors, executives are turning to Reputation.com. Reputation.com lets you take control.
Maybe he had one of those Jack Daniel's lemonades. You know, he had a little six-pack of those JD drinks.
They create and publish the information you want people to see. Call 888-503-5555.
Lemonade, I like that. Lemonade.
What do they call those things, man? Jack? Yeah, Tennessee lemonade?
55.
Yeah, there you go.
Reputation.com.
I'm Michael.
Or like the Mike's Hard Lemonade.
At 8 o'clock, the big man is playing his sax in the sky. And if the flies are at the beach or bugging you, don't worry, they'll die. Eventually. Slow in Elysian Park.
5 South is slow in pockets from Stadium Way to the 710, and then again from Garfield Avenue to Valley View. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 10 to Duval Street. In West L.A., the 405 South before Wilshire Boulevard, there's a three-car crash blocking the right lane there. Traffic slows at Montana Avenue. Northbound side is slow from Olympic Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. In Hollywood, 101 South is going to be slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow and go from the 5 to the 110. In South L.A., the 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. 10 East is slow and go from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. KFI traffic is brought to you by Spa Resort and Casino. I'm David Penson.
Calling all movie buffs, local superheroes, and Visa Signature cardholders. We need you to vote for Los Angeles to host a Visa Signature VIP red carpet screening of Marvel Studios' Captain America, the First Avenger. And you could win a trip to attend. The city with the most votes will win a blockbuster-style screening of the movie this July, celebrities included, before it opens in theaters July 22nd. Simply cast your vote at facebook.com/Visa Signature. Details on how Visa Signature cardholders can attend will be announced after the winning city is selected. Every time you vote, you also get entered into the sweepstakes for a chance to win a trip for you and a friend to attend. So cast your vote daily for Los Angeles to host this exclusive screening of one of summer's most highly anticipated movies. Get your family and friends to vote, too. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more.
No purchase necessary to enter or win the sweepstakes. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years and older. Limit one entry per person per Facebook account per day. Sweepstakes ends at midnight on Friday, June 24th. Void in Puerto Rico and where prohibited. Go to facebook.com/Visa Signature for complete official rules.
More people go with Visa.
Keep your family safe on the road. Check. Improve your gas mileage. Check. Extend the life of your tires. Check. How do you do it? It's easy. Just check it. Your tire pressure, that is. Keeping your tires properly inflated protects the environment, saves you money, and gives you peace of mind. So just check it, California.
Visit participating Circle K and Thrifty Food Mart locations for a tire inflation chart. Rules and restrictions apply. Sweepstakes ends July 31st. Sweepstakes and prize provided by partnering radio stations.
Mini Boot to Bonnet no-cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa, ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of Mini Boot to Bonnet no-cost maintenance, one of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, lease a 2011 Mini Cooper hardtop for $199 per month for 36 months. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AAMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer, and if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car, and with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right, or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AAMCO. And for limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr., either one is fine, and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half the car is serviced by AAMCO, don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AAMCO. Or log on right now to AAMCOSoCal.com. That's AAMCO. AAMCO. Transmissions and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
Get out of the rat race and into something more comfortable. Spa Resort Casino in downtown Palm Springs. Enjoy a winning casino, relaxing spa, and great dining all in a gorgeous palm-filled oasis.
Book your stay at
SpaResort.com today.
I can tell you, Mr. Henry, you'll be here in your
downtown.
Toyota owners, this June, your local participating Toyota dealership has two complimentary tickets to Toyota Speedway at Irwindale with any service or genuine Toyota parts purchase of $89.99 or more while supplies last. Don't let the racing season pass you by.
Zombies, vampires, lizard people. Coast to coast. AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Our number 1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Robert Green from Fraser Foods, the CEO of Fraser Foods, who's been a frequent contributor in matters having to do with the economy and employment, and that's what we wanted to talk about tonight, Bob. I have to say, you brought up the fact that you'd had this incident with the Boyd family. You brought up the fact that there had been some problem. You brought up the fact that you were suing this family.
We brought up all of that, Phil, to let people know that I had a sensitivity toward the disabled. What has happened tonight, which is very unfortunate, is you've turned that around to turn me into just one other slob fleeing the scene.
Did you have a six-pack of Tennessee lemonade?
Boy, you know, you're really desperate. I went to the store and bought, yes, it was unopened.
But you said the cap was off one.
The cap was off of one. I purchased it. I took one out of it. I took a swig, screwed the cap back on.
While you were in the car and that spilled on your pants. This is a part of, all I'm saying is this is part of what you are suing this family for.
There was damage to the suit coat.
Damage to the suit coat from an alcoholic beverage.
That I was putting the cap on that I took a swig out of outside of the car. This is very unfair for you to start talking about that while we're trying to settle an issue here having to do with a child that should never have been in the street in the first place in a superhero costume. I don't know. I can't stress this enough. Captain America is coming out. I just heard the man say. Why don't we take every disabled child there is and put them in a Captain America outfit and say to them, go fight crime.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No one is just saying that to this child.
To my way of thinking, it's the same thing.
No, it is not. It's a little kid play acting. Are little children who have autism or these other things, are they not allowed to play act? 877-876-PHIL. Here is 1-800-5201-KFI. Here is Maria in Bakersfield. Maria, go ahead.
Hey, this is Art, her husband. How you doing today?
Okay, you know, I don't like that, man. If you call up as Maria, then we want to talk to Maria, okay? So where's Maria?
No, she's right here. She's driving. She called and she's driving right now.
She's called and she's driving. What can we do for you, Art?
We listen to the show. We listen to your show all the time. You have a great show.
All right, we'll see you later. You know, you're boring me with a whole lot of conversation. Don't do that. You're passing the phone between people. It isn't going to happen. Here's Sudama in Rancho Cucamonga. Go ahead, please.
Boy, I thought that was very rude of you.
Hi.
No, I want the right people on the air that I'm talking to. Go ahead, Sudama. What'd you say?
My son has severe autism, and he doesn't know who Superman is.
Exactly.
All kids that run into no, but he does. He's just one case. The spectrum of autism, you know, it goes from 0 to 10, you know.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't know, but other kids are very high-functioning.
Okay.
But this is saying that because you put a costume on, they're going to run into traffic. No, they're known to do that.
Well, this
and I also knew of a boy who had a Superman costume and jumped off the window, and he wasn't autistic.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
So you can't say that, you know, because they have autism.
No, she said that the little boy that jumped out of the window didn't have autism.
Well, you're trying to tell me that a kid that put on a Superman cape and jumped out of a window didn't have a problem? I'm sorry. I'm not going to be, buying that.
He did, and he was 4 years old. They have a big imagination.
Right, what was his problem?
So you just say that because they're disabled, they should have a right to enjoy, you know, putting on a costume.
No normal.
They run into traffic.
No normal child is going to jump out of a fourth floor window. No, I'm telling you.
Well, he is a normal child. So
who are we talking about here? Are we talking about a normal child? Are we talking about the kid that jumped out of the window?
She says that was a normal kid. I'm telling her, no, it isn't.
I'm just saying that I knew a boy who jumped out of a window. He was fine. He didn't get hurt.
Oh.
But I'm just saying, my son has autism. He doesn't know who Superman is, and he was still jumping out into traffic.
There you go.
If he wasn't
because
Superman.
He has on the multicolored costume. So he has a superhero feeling, right?
No, she just said he doesn't.
No, no, that's not what I'm just saying. My son doesn't know who Superman is. He's very, he's low functioning, and he doesn't know who Superman is.
Can I ask you a question? Is it possible that your son has such a overinflated ego that he doesn't care who Superman is, that he himself will stop bullets or whatever?
How is it possible? I don't understand that.
The kid doesn't know who Superman is. There's a way of looking at that. His ego is so huge. You understand what I'm saying?
No, he has severe autism. He doesn't speak.
No, I know he has autism. He has autism, and my sympathies in working with that child. I'm just saying, even as autistic kids can have overinflated egos and think they're the greatest thing that set foot on the planet. That's what I'm told.
Well, no.
I don't understand.
Maybe you're talking about someone who can.
What is the guy in Rain Man?
The
guy in Rain Man was autistic, right?
The guy in Rain Man.
Yeah, and he thought he'd say stuff didn't
but you're,
smell.
But you're thinking. Yeah, but you're saying that every person with autism is like Rain Man. They're different.
They're different.
Everyone is different.
Thank you very much, Sudama, for that perspective.
And they range from very silent to very high functioning.
I appreciate it. Thank you. 1-800-520-1KFI.
You got the number right.
That's my business.
I understand that, Mr. Hendry, but as you are skewering my business and skewering me personally, you have misstated the phone number to your radio station about a half a dozen times, speaking of autism. You know,
don't make a joke about that, though, okay? 1-800-520-1KFI. We'll be back with more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, clear. June 18th.
Sure. I unscrewed the cap and then put it back on.
When I was a kid, he used to buy those cans of frozen juice concentrate that the instructions said
Gina.
Cans of water to one can of frozen concentrate.
Gina?
He used to put 10 cans of water in there.
Here she comes,
saying, okay. These guys are just ripping you off. You don't need only 3 cans.
Hi, Phil.
It looks like we're smoking along pretty good. What do you think?
14 years old.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of good calls. We're getting a lot of bad ones, a lot of pranks, a lot of people, repeat callers who are just trying to get on. But otherwise, in between that, filtering out, there are a few good ones out there, and they're consistent.
Cool. Let's go. Let's keep going.
Mama Nature not
helping. Okay, great.
All right, and thank you.
I'm Michael Crozier. The hot, dry, windy weather is helping to spread 2 wildfires in Arizona. Des McCary lives near the border with Mexico where the Monument Fire is burning. Says emergency crews are going door-to-door to tell people to get out.
Then they came knocking the door half an hour later and said, now, you get out right now. You don't have any more time.
Fires destroyed at least 50 homes. About 7,000 people have been evacuated. Officials say it is man-made. They're working to figure out who started it. The Wall of Fire in eastern Arizona is now the largest in state history. It spread into New Mexico, burned over 500,000 acres. It's 38% contained.
What do we have here?
KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. West L.A. is clearing up.
What is that?
405 South before Wilshire Boulevard, an earlier crash has been cleared to the right shoulder. Traffic has recovered in that area. Northbound side of the 405 is going to be slow from Olympic to Sunset Boulevard. In Allegiant Park, 5 South is slow in pockets from Stadium Way to the 710, and then again from Garfield Avenue to Valley View. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 10 to the Vol Street. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow and go from the 5 to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. 10 East is slow and go from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. Westbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Bruce Springsteen says the loss of fellow band member Clarence Clemons is immeasurable, that he and his bandmates are honored and thankful to have been able to stand beside him for 40 years. The E Street Band saxophone player died this evening after complications from a stroke that the musician suffered about a week ago. Springsteen said on his website today, Clemons loved the fans, gave everything he had every night he stepped on the stage. Hundreds of mayors from all over the country are in Baltimore for the 79th annual meeting of the U.S. Mayor's Conference. Job creation, the economy, all big issues. On Monday, L.A.'s Mayor Villaraigosa will be inaugurated as the new president of the conference.
There's no question. Without a partnership from the federal government, we can't create the kind of climate that will generate that job creation and that manufacturing in our cities.
A group of mayors will be meeting with the President Obama on Monday as well. An invasion of insects has turned a trip to the beach into a major summer bummer.
Lifeguards say black kelp flies are covering trash cans and lifeguard stands in Redondo Beach, Torrance, and Hermosa Beach. Lifeguard Section Chief Garth Canning says this year's bloom of flies is bigger than usual. Entomologists say the flies are attracted to dead kelp that washes ashore. They lay their eggs in the kelp and their larvae feed on it. Canning says there are no plans to get rid of the flies because they have a short life cycle. The good news is that black kelp flies don't bite, so the only danger is they might ruin a nice day at the beach. Rob Archer, KFI News.
A Texas State Senate committee hearing on immigration is getting national attention. Republican State Senator Chris Harris criticized Antolin Aguirre because he was testifying in Spanish.
Como es mi primera vez, prefiero hacerlo en, con un traductor.
Spanish is his first language, and since it's his first time giving a testimony, he would rather do it in Spanish.
It's insulting to us. It's very insulting. And if he needs, if he knows English, he needs to be speaking in English.
They were discussing a bill that would crack down on illegal immigration. Aguirre says the bill is too vague and would lead to racial profiling. Some say Disneyland is sort of the same celebration of a dead guy. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage. And this is the sound of Nancy's Chase Mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
The Nederland Area Chamber of Commerce in Colorado has been holding a festival for the last 10 years. Organizers say it's gotten too expensive, so they want to sell the rights to it and someone can privately continue the party. The festival celebrates Brito Morstol. His corpse has been packed in dry ice in a shed in Boulder since 1993. He died in 1989 at age 89. His Norwegian family preserved his body, and they're pretty good at it because they do the fish and stuff. They were hoping technology would be developed to bring him back to life. Last March, the Dead Guy Festival attracted 15,000 people, was highlighted by a hearse parade, frozen salmon tossing, and coffin races. Southland weather from KFI. Cloudy skies this evening. A chance of some drizzle coming in after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear to partly cloudy skies again tomorrow. Temperatures much like today for your dad's day. Highs in the low 60s at the beaches. Mid-60s metro LA, Orange County, around 70 in the valleys. Clearing up and a little hotter on Monday to start next week. Highs around 80. Right now in Anaheim, 66. Newport Beach, 67. Cerritos, 63. Long Beach, 66 degrees. Don't miss a thing. Follow us on Twitter at KFI News. I'm Michael Crozier.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every Saturday night till 10. This is radio for patriots by patriots. We go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, they shan't, and they, well, they won't. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And tonight we have with us Robert Green from Fraser Foods, a frequent contributor of ours in our newsmaker line. Tonight we're discussing, or we're discussing at least, the efforts that he's making and other stores in his chain making on behalf of disadvantaged, disabled kids for the summer months. And as it happened, we are also discussing, and this happens quite a lot to individuals in prominent life. They get themselves into an automobile accident that has, and I'm going to say this as gently as I can, Bob, that there's questions surrounding it. And such was the case with you.
No question surrounding it, Phil, if it was treated fairly, and I don't believe you and the media have treated this fairly, and to bring this up while we're trying to raise awareness of the disabled and the dysfunctional kids, I think is the wrong message to send to those disabled kids that are trying to be better, you know, at what they're doing. And I had this incident, which was 2 months ago, in which I was in a brand new car, and I don't know I'm sure you're familiar, Phil. My understanding is you get a brand new Jaguar every 3 years. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Well, I think it does. I'm talking about a brand new car that I was not familiar with. The accelerator is certainly going to create a level of horsepower I may not be familiar with. And so I raced past the accident scene.
By a quarter of a mile?
Including the fact that it's a normal reaction, but I also had this acceleration situation with a brand new car. I came back to the scene, and yes, I did point out to Cara Boyd, who is Zach's mother, that she had a developmental child that was not, the kid was not functioning properly.
The child has autism, Robert.
I understand that, but I was trying to put it in layman's terms, and he was sweeping about the sidewalk. Now, that's what I told the police when I said he was sweeping about the sidewalk. I meant he was swirling and as if he were a Superman. And as soon as my car, almost as if he was drawn by the Humvee, and I don't know if this is indicative of autism, where they see a large automobile and they go running at it, but he tried to do
There's no rhyme or reason. We're not going to try to figure out whether this child made the right decision or the wrong decision. The child's not indictable. It's you rolling through the red light.
What does that mean, it's me?
Rolling through a red light, accelerating past the scene and going a quarter of a mile away from it.
I told you that the red light, Phil, was in a T intersection.
I understand that, but a red light is a red light. That's all. And then the other thing that I have to say, I don't think it's fair at all telling me that I don't have a right to an opinion that may be contrary to yours because you're a sponsor. You know.
Well, I've heard other sponsors of yours express the same opinion. I don't know whether it is something that your company has a problem with, but you do seem to go after sponsors as if to make it look like, well, you know, I want to make sure that people know that I'm a good guy. So I'm not really sure.
All right, our number is... No, that's not it at all, Bob. Our number is 1-800-5201-KFI. Robert Green from Fraser Foods on the line with us as we talk about this accident and subsequent efforts to assist the disabled that a lot of people are suspicious of. Here is Larry in Los Angeles. Larry, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I'm
yes,
a first-time caller, and I was telling the girl previous, I'm nervous, but nevertheless, you know, I didn't have autism, but when I first got my two things, first when I got my Superman outfit, I tried to fly too, because it represented justice. We're trying to, you know.
How old were you, 30?
By crying.
How old were you?
They wanted us to.
Were you 30? How old were you? Are you listening to me?
I was 6 years old.
Oh, you were six
yes,
years
sir.
Old.
I was 6 years old.
Oh, I thought you said you were older than that.
And I knew who Superman was.
Uh-huh.
I knew exactly who he was.
And what how old were you when you got your Batman costume?
Oh, gosh. But just a couple of years older, I got the Batman costume.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Your call sucks.
1-800-5201-KFI.
Here is Gail. Go ahead, Gail. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Hi, Gail.
Hi, Phil.
Can I ask why you hung up on that man? That man was going to agree with me.
His call sucked. Yes, I can hear you, Gail. Go ahead.
Okay. I've never listened to your show before. But
putting him on the air.
Bob,
he was
going to
agree with me, and
you
hung up on a guy that was going to agree with me.
Would you let this lady speak? She's just called in.
Yes, ma'am.
Bob.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to not interrupt me, and you need to hear what I have to say. Okay?
What happened to the guy that had the Batman costume?
That man has been hung up on. Now we have a new caller. Yes, Gail.
Bob.
God.
I'm sure you realize that you think that this was normal behavior, and probably to you it was.
But it is not normal behavior.
Now
you sound like my first
and
wife.
And if I were you, I would shut my mouth and stop justifying what you did. You should be trying to help this woman instead of suing her.
You have a lot of money,
I'm sure. And I'd be surprised if you didn't lose your business.
Because you have no respect anymore. Bob Green is not going to lose his business. I can tell you why.
If anybody is listening to this show and they think that you are running a legitimate business, you're a fool. In fact, I would almost say you're a psychopath.
How am I a psychopath when I say that I've got a business
you're
to run?
A sociopath.
Well, ma'am, you can call me all the names you want. But I don't think you even know what that means. And I can tell you that being
a
psychopath.
You have distorted.
If I were a psychopath, I would have gotten away with it.
I wouldn't be surprised if you were have a drinking problem.
What did you just say?
If I were a psychopath, I would have gotten away with it.
Really? You think Casey Anthony's getting away with it?
Well, she's an idiot. She's an idiot.
Well, she's a psychopath.
You're not going to get away with anything.
Whoa, hold on. How do you figure
keep your mouth shut.
How's Casey Anthony a psychopath?
We're not talking about the Casey Anthony case right now. We're talking about the fact that you hit a kid. You justify hitting the child.
I do not justify it.
All right, you excuse hitting the child.
Yes, you are.
I'm not justifying. I'm excusing it by saying the kid.
And you're a man with money and businesses. Why aren't you offering to help this woman?
I wanted to, but then she hollered cop. And I have to tell you this, Gail, I am a hardworking man. I don't like cops. I've never liked cops.
Wait, what does that mean?
You need to be institutionalized.
I don't like
cops
nosing around, okay?
You're a business owner, a man who depends upon the protection of the police, and you don't like cops nosing around. Have you done jail time?
No, I have not. I don't like nosy cops. And she...
sure you own a business?
You know, Gail, you come from another planet. You live from another planet. You don't live in the world I live in.
No,
I got. Do I own a business? You've got
a
hole.
What is your business?
What's that?
So, what is his business?
You can talk to me directly, ma'am. I own 25 grocery stores, a chain of grocery stores in Buena Park, one of them, and the others are throughout the Southwest. And I can tell you,
my God.
Do you go to the grocery store? Or do you have a boy? Do you have a boy go out and get your groceries for you now?
What does that mean?
I just wondered if she's mobile.
No,
are you able to get around?
Delivered. I don't need a boy to get me my groceries.
Are you able to get around? Is what I'm asking. I think it's an easy question.
Yes, I am.
I don't know that. I don't know if you're on a walker or what it is.
All right, look at Gail. Thank you for your call. Our number, 1-800-520-1-KFI, thank you. The points raised by that lady are very easy. Number one, she's questioning your sanity.
Well, I think that's an easy out to question the sanity of a man. Let me tell you a story here, Phil. Right now in California, we've got a budget crisis. And one of the reasons we have a budget crisis is because tax revenues are down. And one of the reasons why tax revenues are down is business cannot get along with the business of doing business. Instead, what do I have to do? I have to stop, and I have to go through all of these motions having to do with sensitivity to this, that, or something else. I'm here tonight trying to make up for whatever, getting business into the store and raising money for the disabled. Instead, I've been indicted. People are calling me crazy. They're ripping my business anew. You know what? What good does this do me? None. What good does it do the state of California? None.
All right. All of those things are fine, but the fact of the matter remains that you are trying to excuse hitting that child, and in hitting that child, he was injured, and he was injured, and the family, of course, has to deal with that, and you would have, but now you guys are counter-suing each other. I don't think it's fair to say that, you know, because you're a businessman and you're struggling to get ahead, you get to roll a quarter of a mile past an accident scene and blame an accident on an autistic child thinking he's Superman. 1-800-520-1-KFI, 1-800-520-1534. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Jesus Christ Show.
Moses was guilty of the same thing Congressman Anthony Weiner was guilty of, not sending inappropriate images of his body to others, but trying to hide something from his fellow man, forgetting the entire time that God saw the whole thing and that God is the one whose opinion truly counts.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFIAM640.com.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the Guaranteed Replacement Cost Coverage option. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Inter Insurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI survey profile 39B.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 8:30, you can put a bid in for Rizzo's residence, and flying a kite can be seriously hazardous to your health. There's a crash in Studio City.
101 North at Coldwater Canyon. There's a two-car crash blocking the carpool in left lane. Traffic slows at Laurel Canyon. 101 South is slow from Hollywood Boulevard to the 110. In West LA, 405 North is slow from Olympic Boulevard to Sunset Boulevard. In Elysian Park, 5 South is slow in pockets from Stadium Way to the 710, and then again from Garfield Avenue to Valley View. Northbound side is slow from the 10 to Duval Street. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. 10 East is slow and go from Exposition Boulevard to the 110. 10 West is slow from the 5 to the 110. KFI traffic is brought to you by Farmers Insurance. I'm David Penson.
AutoZone. Save big on your next oil change with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Protect your engine and save big right now at AutoZone. Get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Peak conventional motor oil and an STP or AC Delco oil filter for just $9.99 after $5 mailing rebate. A complete do-it-yourself oil change deal for just $9.99. Restrictions and details at store. Protect your engine and save big. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Businessmen Associate. Puppies fraternize. What you'll be doing with your favorite artist is just chilling out, man.
Go to KFIAM640.com, keyword hope, to bid on a meet and greet with Barry Manilow in Las Vegas. Proceeds go to Play for Life in support of City of Hope Cancer Research.
Tim Conway Jr. here for my friends at AMCO. These days, more people are keeping their cars longer. And if you're one of them, listen carefully here. Your transmission is one of the most important parts of your car. And with these newer cars, you can't even tell if you need transmission repair. If your car just doesn't feel right or your check engine light is on, there's only one place I would recommend. You got it, my friends at AMCO. And for limited time, mention KFI or Tim Conway Jr., either one is fine, and receive $150 off any transmission rebuilding. Or, because half of the cars serviced by AMCO don't need a rebuilt transmission, get 10% off any other repair, up to $100 off. Take care of it now or pay for it later. Call 1-800-GO-AMCO or log on right now to AMCOSOCAL.com. That's AAMCO. AMCO. Transmissions, and a whole lot more. Most vehicles may not be combined with any other offer. Limited time offer at participating centers only.
Lease a 2011 Mini Cooper hardtop for $199 per month for 36 months. SoCalMiniDealers.com for details.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the guaranteed replacement cost coverage option. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Inter Insurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI survey profile 39B.
KFI News. Than the headlines.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. Every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. Going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Robert Greene on the line with us here as we continue talking about the efforts you're making, Bob, on behalf of the disadvantaged, disabled kids at Fraser Foods tonight and in all of the stores out in the Southwest. Let me turn this fan. I've got a fan here in the studio that I don't want to make noise here.
Can I bring up something that might be a little bit off point, but I think it's going to make my point?
Go ahead.
I just heard you say going places where other talk shows can't go. You're new to KFI. And since you've come on the air, there's a lot of people that are not exactly happy with what you think you're doing here.
And well, Bob,
hold on, let me finish. You're calling out a sponsor. You called out another sponsor, another show. You are attacking a lot of things, religion and so forth. And I've heard from these people. I've heard from a lot of people who are saying, "Are you sponsoring that show?" And they even said to me that they would not want to shop in my store as a result of my sponsorship. I hold on to my sponsorship in your show because I believe in KFI, but I don't know what it is you're trying to do.
I can make it very simple. What I'm saying here is, you are a sponsor, and I wish you well, and I want you to do well. But you talk about the trouble business is having with the budget crisis. In the meantime, you're involved in a situation where you are trying to explain away hitting an autistic child by saying he has no right to wear a Superman costume. Explain away rolling past that. As a matter of fact, do you have security camera tape, Bud?
Yeah, he sent some over.
As a matter of fact, we do. This is security camera. Does he have it?
He's got a little bit of it.
This is security camera audio taken at the scene of my car as I was rounding the corner. Now, I want you to listen to this. This is not a man that's running from the scene. This is simply the sound of the tires spinning. I hit some water or some oil. Go ahead and have him roll it.
Good, bud. What is that?
That was my car trying to get around the corner to clear the area so I'd have a better way of assessing the situation. So that as I was leaving, after I saw I hit the kid and then moved around the corner to try and...
That sounds like someone accelerating out of the area.
I told you it was a new car. And the acceleration on any new car is going to be very iffy and very sticky.
1-800-520-1KFI, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Is it a normal thing, folks, to race past or move past or roll past an accident scene? That's number one. Number two, children with autism or children with Down syndrome, if you give them a Superman costume or any other superhero costume, do you run the danger of those children assuming they have superpowers and getting hurt? 1-800-520-1KFI. Chris in Riverside. Go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, pleasure to be on your show.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to keep a real open mind about this whole situation. I've been on hold for a while thinking, you know what? Look at it from both views. You know, I see what he's trying to convince people of and himself of. But I'm going to tell you right now.
I appreciate that.
Well, that's just my opinion. My opinion is that he was trying to flee the scene. Here's a scenario for you. If a cop would have just happened to be in the area behind him and saw him go that far, he would have got red-lighted, pulled over, and he would have been accused of leaving the scene of the accident. That's cut and dry.
Well, right? I don't know how you can say that.
I don't know how you can say that. What do you think, Mr. Harvey?
Well,
did you think if a cop...
Mr. Harvey, how do you like that? You're really making an impact, happened. Bill. Mr. Harvey.
The gentleman got my name. My name's Phil Hendry, Chris. No problem. Not a problem.
He thinks you're Paul Harvey.
No, you know what, Bob? I agree with you. I know that...
Wait. Hold on for just a second. If the police officer sees me in a brand new Hummer, he's going to know the accelerator's going to stick. If he's any kind of a cop.
You keep trying to convince yourself of that. You really keep going there. You know, I don't know.
Have either one of you guys ever owned a Hummer?
You sound ludicrous.
No, sir. No.
And you know what?
I own a Humvee. Have you ever owned a Humvee?
You look bad, dude.
What is it about a Humvee? Why are you saying that, Bob?
I'm saying neither one of you guys have ever owned a Humvee. You don't know. That is a heavy, heavy... that's a big drivetrain on that thing. And
all right, you told me it's a normal thing for people to roll past an accident they've just been in.
Yes, it is. And then you couple it with the fact that I've got this Humvee with the big drivetrain. Now, you and Chris here...
And, Bob, you think if a cop would have saw you, it just happened to be right there at the split second when that happened, and you went that far past the scene, you don't think that that officer would consider the fact that maybe you were trying to leave the scene?
No, you don't
believe that?
I think he would follow me, and then when he saw me slow down and turn around, he'd go, yeah, okay, that's what I thought he'd do.
Whoa, wait a minute. A quarter of a mile?
I think he'd follow. Thinking, I know a lot of people.
It would have been a felony hit. Run.
I'll tell you. Well, let me tell you one thing, Bob.
I could be wrong. I admit it, but I think it would have been.
Thank you. Well, you know what? At least you're
right and saw you burn out around the corner. He would have thought you were fleeing the scene.
At least you're big enough to admit that.
Felony hit.
I had a camera.
Another thing about this Superman costume thing. I honestly think one issue that we're not talking about here that is very important. Number one, the kid should be able to wear the costume, but he should be monitored by the parent in a safe environment and not have the opportunity to get out in the street. So I feel pretty bad for you that that had to happen. You have to go through all this.
Thank you.
Dude, you are digging such a hole for yourself.
Sir, I don't think
talk your way and convince people that you did nothing wrong. You're not. I don't think you're convincing anybody.
I will tell you this much. I don't think they should sell those.
And that's really all I got.
I don't think they should sell those costumes to those kids.
And the mother should have monitored the child. That was very unfortunate for the child and very unfortunate for you. Because now all the stuff that you're saying,
I disagree.
You're trying to convince everybody.
Why are you disagreeing? Why do you disagree?
I disagree with the gentleman because I think that the woman would not have had to monitor the kid had she not put him in a Superman costume. He would have just been docile and would have stayed in whatever.
You got to get over the costume and the helmet thing. He should have been monitored.
Get over it.
He should be able to be in any type of costume. The kid's 5 years old and enjoy his life.
Right.
But he should be monitored. That's the part you're missing here.
No, you're missing. No, sir, you're missing. You can't monitor an autistic kid in a costume.
I mean, look.
That's the tragic part of it.
The
mother should have been watching the kid.
No, not if the child was autistic, he should never have been in that costume in the first place.
But all this other crap you're saying, it's my opinion, you're entitled to yours on the side of mine. Don't blame the show host.
The last part of what you just said, sir, sounded like this. That's what it sounded like, what you just said.
Well, you're talking in the middle of what this man's trying to say. I can't understand him.
What? There he goes again. I can't understand you, sir. Say it again. You went, sir?
Chris, I think probably...
I'm on the cell phone inside of a...
Absolutely. I know. I appreciate your call, sir. I'm going to take a break. I appreciate that. Our number, 1-800-521-KFI. Did you hear what the man said?
I heard what he said, Phil. He's wrong. First of all, children who are disabled like that, I think it's safe if you just keep them out of those costumes. That way you don't have to monitor them. Otherwise, if you put an autistic kid in a Green Goblin, or I don't know what they're wearing... You put a kid like that in a goblin outfit, you got to keep him in a penned-in area. Otherwise, I don't think you'd need the pen. And
what about a child not so affected?
What is that? Would you just speak English? What about a child not so affected?
What about a child that does not have that malady?
Then I think you can trust that child could be in a whatever they're calling it. I don't know, Green Goblin or the Goblin.
The Green Lantern. The Green Goblin.
All right. He can be in any kind of an outfit and do anything he wants. He can run for president if he wants, for all I care. I'm just talking about the disadvantaged, disabled, and those ones. You got to keep them in the pen. They've got a special pen you can keep them in. I don't know what it's called.
And boy, that sounds really, really, really just very, very so sensitive of you, Bob. Bob Green with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll continue with more after this break. Unbelievable. And this is a guy that's got a string of grocery stores? 1-800-521-KFI. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. And now Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thanks. They're looking for a new house. You can buy former Bell City manager Robert Rizzo's.
His Huntington Beach home, 11 blocks from the beach, is for sale. The 3,200-square-foot home has 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, and a 3-car garage. The realtor who has the listing, Bill Cuppy, says it has been fully remodeled with travertine throughout, all granite and hard rock surfaces, and new appliances. The house is listed for $979,000. The realtor says this is not a forced or distressed sale. Rizzo is facing corruption charges tied to the Bell salary scandal. Amy King, KFI News.
KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Studio City.
101 South at Coldwater Canyon. There's a 2-car crash block in the carpool and left lane. Traffic slows at Woodman Avenue and then again from Melrose Avenue to the 110. Northbound side of the 101 is slow from the 5 to the 110. In Norwalk, the 5 North is slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605 and then again from Glendale Boulevard to Griffith Park Drive. Southbound side is going to be slow from the 605 to Imperial Highway. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. 10 East is slow from Western Avenue to the 110. And in Bellflower, 91 West is going to be slow from the 605 to the 710.
I think you should move on just because the phone calls are kind of bad now.
Okay, no problem. I got Doug Danger coming in.
A man has died while flying a kite. A company representative for Southern California Valve in Santa Fe Springs says 53-year-old Perry Isham had worked for the company for 15 years. He was flying a kite when he crashed through a skylight and fell 30 feet to his death last week. Officials of the manufacturing company in Meriton Avenue say Isham was not working when it happened. The California Division of Occupational Safety and Health is investigating. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied an appeal by evangelist Tony Alamo of his conviction on charges of taking young girls across state lines for sex. Alamo was convicted in 2009, sentenced to 175 years in prison for taking five young girls he had married across state lines. President Obama and Republican House Speaker John Boehner have completed a round of golf in suburban D.C. Aides say the four-hour outing today was meant as an opportunity for political rivals to socialize, converse, not necessarily cut any deals. They were joined by Vice President Joe Biden and Ohio Republican Governor John Kasich. Apparently, Obama and Boehner teamed up and beat the underlings. And a homeless man in Utah has received some good news. A private investigator says he found Max Melitzer in a Salt Lake City park on Friday and told him he has an inheritance. No one will say just how much Max Melitzer inherits, but the detective will say, the one who searched for him says, it is enough to make him comfortable for the rest of his life. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry up next.
All right, burger or door?
Whole milk or 2%?
We're faced with decisions daily.
Paper or plastic? Window or aisle?
Some more important than others. But when it comes to back surgery, the answer should be pretty clear. The most experienced spine specialists in California or not? If you've been told you need back surgery, schedule an appointment at the Cedars-Sinai Spine Center with a specialist Californians choose most. We offer minimally invasive alternatives to spinal fusion that preserve natural movement and can mean less pain and faster healing. Stop living in pain. Schedule an appointment with the most experienced spine physicians in the state. Call 1-800-CEDARS-1 anytime. That's 1-800-CEDARS-1. Cedars-Sinai, leading the quest for health.
Cloudy skies tonight, a chance of some drizzle late tonight, especially after midnight. Then partly cloudy skies again tomorrow, just like it was today. Temperatures right in the high, maybe mid-70s. Clear and a little hotter than that to start next week on Monday. 68 degrees in Burbank. KFI is the talk station that does live local news on the hour, on the half. When it breaks, I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Monica Serrano at 714-774-1087 today. That's Monica Serrano at 714-774-1087. We are insurance. We are farmers. Monte Carlo Resort and Casino has everything you need for the perfect Vegas getaway. Enjoy nonstop excitement, mouth-watering cuisine, and the Jabberwockies at an unbeatable value. For more info and great rates, visit MonteCarlo.com or connect with them on Twitter and Facebook.
AutoZone. Give your engine superior protection with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Synthetic motor oil outperforms conventional motor oil and provides the best protection for your engine. Right now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil and a Mobil 1 oil filter for just $32.99. That's a savings of over 30% if purchased separately. Restrictions and details at store. To protect your engine, use the best. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Five great dealers under one roof. Riverside Metro Auto Group.
Tim Conway Jr. here for Riverside Metro Auto Group. If you're in the market for a Honda, a Volkswagen, a Mazda, Hyundai, or a Nissan, stop wasting your time and visit Riverside Metro Auto Group. Check out the deal this week. It's a brand new 2011 Hyundai Sonata GLS for $177 a month. That's right, a brand new 2011 Hyundai Sonata GLS for $177 a month. Oh. If you're in the market for a midsize sedan with luxury amenities, getting 35 miles to the gallon, then the Hyundai Sonata is your car. Also, check out the Hyundai Sonata Hybrid and the 2011 Elantra, both giving you 40 miles to the gallon. Wow. Five great dealers under one great roof. Riverside Honda, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen, and Nissan. All part of the Riverside Metro Auto Group off the 91 freeway, Adams Street exit. Go to RiversideMetro.com. That's RiversideMetro.com. $3,700 down to trading plus tax, license, and drive-offs. Unapproved credit through HMC. 12,000 miles a year. Close-in lease. See dealer for details.
Flying saucers. Dream interpretation. PsyOps. Coast to Coast AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI AM 640.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We thank Robert Greene. I know that we wanted to get Doug Danger in here with us from the Orange County Courier before we get into our news and information hour, which will be coming up in a few minutes here. And by the way, we are live on philhendryshow.com with our live streaming video of the show tonight. And behind us, we have the Earth Cam of Hollywood Boulevard. If you're watching our show this evening, you can see, there it is, man, Hollywood Boulevard, whatever, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of messy.
The camera was dirty, yeah, there's no question. Somebody wiped it off, or maybe the sun went down, one of the two. In any event, we're broadcasting here from our El Pacifico studios each and every Saturday night, so join us either here at KFI AM 640. Of course, you're going to join us here at KFI AM 640. Also, either of the podcast for the Saturday night show on KFIAM640.com, or, of course, the archive of our video. Doug Danger joining us from, I believe, where are you tonight, Doug, in Las Vegas?
Yeah, exactly, Phil. I'm here for the wedding of two very good friends of mine, both co-workers at the Orange County Courier. And, you know, we're just hanging for the weekend, but wanted to weigh in on this because I think Governor Cuomo is going to be in for a rude shock.
All right. You are gay.
That is correct.
And you do not support gay marriage.
I do not, no. And I'll tell you why in a nutshell. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I think that gay marriage, once it is legalized and once it becomes it becomes the law of the land or the way that things are going to be, you're going to have a backlash from the straights that could ignite what I would call a civil war between the gay and the straight people. I don't mean that in terms of anything violent, but I think there's going to be a backlash and a war between gays and straights to control mainstream America. Because, look, gay people are going to get married. They're going to be successful at being married.
And well, that's the heart and soul of your argument, right? Do you think that gay people are going to be more successful being married than straight people?
Oh, without question. I think gay people have come through, yeah, without question. You know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? Let's just define what we're talking about here. I'm gay. Okay, Phil? You there?
Yes. I understand that.
All right. So as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can look at the history of gay people in this country. I can see they've come through so much more than straight people have, and I'm not criticizing straight people for that. But gay people have had to fight for an awful lot to the point where they now get marriage. They're going to hold on to that and do much, much better with it than straight people, because straight people took it for granted for so long that they, in many ways, and I don't mean to be unkind, they ruined it. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so what I'm doing is I'm trying to give you the honest appraisal of this.
And all right, so gay people, in your opinion, statistically, are going to stay married more successfully.
Absolutely.
That why does that spur a civil war between gays and straights?
I believe what's going to happen is that straights will become resentful of this success. There is going to be an economic kind of a war. Maybe there will be boycotts. Maybe, you know, maybe we'll see some legislative kind of struggle. And I also think that it could play itself out in the, if you will, in the streets. I think you're going to just have a good old-fashioned, you know, clashes in terms of demonstrations and otherwise. I think it's a war that the straights are going to lose. And I think what's going to happen is they're going to see that they're not very good at marriage, where gay people are. And
all right, before we go any further, why are gay people going to be better at marriage than straight people? Now, I know what you said.
Because of the things I talked.
No, well, hold on. I know what you said about the fact that they've come through a lot more. There's got to be more to it than just that.
Well, I think if you look at, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, okay? So I've got an eye on this that is a unique way, a very discriminatory and critical eye on this, and I see through all of the bull. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, what I see is gay people are more successful economically, okay? Gay people are therefore going to have a more stable home environment. Gay people are not going to have to worry about money as much straight people do. They'll adopt, they'll have a more stable home. And as their success increases in terms of marriage, their happiness increases, they're more successful in the business, they will, sooner or later, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so sooner or later they're going to inform, if you will, not a super class, but I think a more efficient middle and upper class. And that will further erode the confidence of straight people. And you're going to see a lot of straight folks, you know, and I don't mean to be funny, but I mean, you see a lot of these people. You're going to see a retreat to the meth lab. You're going to see a retreat to a lot of fights. A lot of people. If a guy is,
You know, that's the thing. You were mentioning this last night. I don't get that. A lot of straight people will retreat to the meth lab. What does that mean?
What I'm saying is this: if you got a straight couple living next door to a gay couple, all right. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So listen to me. You got a straight couple living next door to a gay couple. The straight couple is having problems. The man is beating the woman. what have you. I mean, my father did to my mother, as I told you last night. So he beats her up. They go to bed that night, and they don't hear a peep coming out of the gay house. And they live right next door to a gay couple. How is that going to make them feel? Okay?
I don't know how it's going to make them feel. The woman is going to be too busy dealing with the fact that her husband just beat her up.
Well, she's not going to feel very good about it. The husband's not going to feel very good about it either because he can't hear anybody getting beat up in the gay house. Okay? And
all right, so the gay... I mean, that's a pretty outlandish comparison.
Why would... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, Phil.
I understand that, Doug, but that's a sort of a wild way of looking at the problem. Here's a gay couple and a straight couple. They live next door. The straight people, it almost makes it sound like you're saying to me that the straight people are going about business as usual.
Well, in a lot of ways they are, Phil. Let's face it. Straight marriage, we all know that it has gone through. We have nothing to compare it to. They say that they own it. All right, fine. You can have it. The way I look at it, you can have that. You know, but, and I'm not knocking it, but look, if a straight couple is going through the normal things that straight couples go through, they're going to be somewhere along the line, he's going to close up a fist and take a shot, don't you think?
And not necessarily, no.
Well, the fact that, you know, let's just say that he does. I mean, I think statistically that bears it out.
And I don't know that statistically bears it out either, the fact that he's going to close up a fist and punch her.
Well, if they're living next door to each other, a gay couple and a straight couple, I think there is a two-way street here. I think the straight is going to be intimidated by the success of the gay and is going to be angry about that, right? And he'll want to lash out after seeing how successful they are over there and come into the house and just punch her. Then what you're going to have...
Wait, whoa. That's like way out there, man. You know...
What does that mean, it's way out there? What's that supposed to mean?
What it means is this, man. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, wow, those people are really successful. I think I'll go in the house and punch my wife.
No, if he's going down the street and he looks over at the gay house and says, look how successful those gays are in their marriage, he's pissed off. Now he gets out of the truck. By the time he gets into the house, bang. All right, now... He sees they're successful, now they start going downhill. So that's the way it starts. And
where are you anyway? Oh, you're at that wedding, huh?
I'm in Vegas. Jeff and Mary's. But now what happens is they begin to erode in confidence until meth use is up, economic opportunity is down.
Meth use is up.
That's great, yes. Well, among some straight people.
All right, I'm going to take a break here. I got to take a break. Doug, can you hang on?
Yeah.
1-800-5201-KFI, 1-800-5201-534. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Just for a few minutes here as we talk about gay marriage. It looks like it's going to be legislatively successful in New York next week. And he says that gays will be more successful at marriage, and it will cause a civil war between gays and straights as straight people become resentful and eventually take to more meth use. 1-800-5201-KFI. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News, the end of the Wiener era, the beginning of the new state budget era, and the return of an accidental political figure. Plus, this week's 9 news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
This Father's Day, treat Dad to a day of food and fun at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. No matter what his dining pleasure, he'll feel like a king. If he likes to eat heartily or enjoys a variety of foods, take him to the all-day, all-he-can-eat feast in the Serrano Buffet. For just $18.95, he can choose from an unbelievable selection of American, Asian, Italian, and Mexican dishes. Or if he likes barbecue, he'll love the Pines Father's Day special fixed-price three-course meal. A tender slice of pork porterhouse smothered in bourbon coffee barbecue sauce served with New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp and topped off with chocolate bread pudding, all for just $45 per person. The Pines is open 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Visit sanmanuel.com for more information on all the fun things Dad can enjoy at San Manuel, not only on his day, but every day. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino in Highland off the 210 freeway. You and Dad must be at least 21 to enter casino. If you gamble, please do so responsibly.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9 o'clock, the weather is not a friend of Arizona firefighters, and the Prez says happy Father's Day. Studio City's clearing up.
101 South at Coldwater Canyon. That earlier crash has been cleared over to the right shoulder. Traffic is slow from Melrose Avenue to the 110. Northbound side is going to be slow from the 5 to the 110. In South LA, 110 North is slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. In Commerce, 710 South is slow from the 5 to Florence Avenue. In East LA, 5 North is slow from Downey Road to the 110. Southbound side is slow from Duval Street to Indiana Street. Cone Zone in San Dimas, 57 South and North between the 71 and the 210. Only one lane open in each direction for Caltrans work from 6 p.m. to noon on Sunday. KFI Traffic is brought to you by Monte Carlo. I'm David Penson.
Mini boot to bonnet no-cost maintenance is good for 3 years or 36,000 miles. The Earth is 25,000 miles around. So, take I-5 south to Ecuador, left at Brazil, ferry to Gabon, then rally across Africa. Ferry to Indonesia, motor through there, ferry back to Ecuador, up Central America, past Mexico, and back to Cali. You've still got 11,000 miles left of mini boot to bonnet no-cost maintenance. One of the best programs in its class. Or just drive on PCH. Almost as fun.
Now, get 0.9% APR financing on select 2011 models. Learn more at SoCalMiniDealers.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off all special order windows and doors from Geldwin, Feather River, and Masonite. If it's finally time for an upgrade, your timing just got 15% better, not to mention your choices. We're lowering the cost of a beautiful makeover thanks to 15% off all select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through June 29th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Calling all movie buffs, local superheroes, and Visa Signature cardholders. We need you to vote for Los Angeles to host a Visa Signature VIP red carpet screening of Marvel Studios' Captain America, The First Avenger. And you could win a trip to attend. The city with the most votes will win a blockbuster-style screening of the movie this July, celebrities included, before it opens in theaters July 22nd. Simply cast your vote at facebook.com/Visa Signature. Details on how Visa Signature cardholders can attend will be announced after the winning city is selected. Every time you vote, you also get entered into the sweepstakes for a chance to win a trip for you and a friend to attend. So cast your vote daily for Los Angeles to host this exclusive screening of one of summer's most highly anticipated movies. Get your family and friends to vote, too. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more. No purchase necessary to enter win the sweepstakes. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years and older. Limit one entry per person per Facebook account per day. Sweepstakes ends at midnight on Friday, June 24th.
Raining in June.
Puerto Rico and where prohibited. Go to Facebook.com/Visa Signature for complete official rules. More people go with Visa.
Keep your family safe on the road. Check. Improve your gas mileage. Check. Extend the life of your tires. Check. How do you do it? It's easy. Just check it. Your tire pressure, that is. Keeping your tires properly inflated protects the environment, saves you money, and gives you peace of mind. So just check it, California.
Visit participating Circle K and Thrifty Food Mart locations for a tire inflation chart. Rules and restrictions apply. Sweepstakes ends July 31st. Sweepstakes and prize provided by partnering radio stations.
I'm test driving a BMW 5 Series today, and I'm taking it as far as it goes. Single tank of gas, up to 32 miles per gallon highway, that is almost 600 miles of.
Brought my own music in the car's 12-gig hard drive. That's a lot of guitar solos.
Use Google Maps to line up some great stops on the way.
Man's got
to
eat.
Set directions straight from my laptop to the car.
Oh, really? A fruit truck just pulled in front of me. Strawberry jam, averted.
And fuel safe. See, when you hit the brakes, the unused energy gets
Morgan Freeman
power without using fuel.
There's no wormhole.
Let's find some open road.
I try to tell me wormholes are for real?
Test drive of a 5 Series today. Oh, here's a curve that I
through the wormhole with Morgan Freeman on the Science Channel.
Up to 2232 City Highway MPG based on EPA estimates.
The wormhole.
For a limited time,
we now know
the BMW 528i sedan.
How do we know that?
For
$579 a TV show
month,
called Deep Space.
Yo
mama.
For details.
Are you saving as much as you could? See how your knowledgeable local
good
farmer's agent God can save you money. For a quote or business opportunity, contact District Manager Michael DeMio at 714-816-2950. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Monte Carlo Resort and Casino has everything you need for the perfect Vegas getaway. Enjoy nonstop excitement, mouth-watering cuisine, and the Jabberwockies at an unbeatable value. For more info and great rates, visit MonteCarlo.com or connect with them on Twitter and Facebook.
2-year lease requires credit check, identity verification, and blood sample.
Seems everything you buy comes blood with a sample. Catch, usually hidden in fine print. With HD Radio, there are no disclaimers. You get all the stations you've enjoyed for years, along with cool new ones you've never heard before. And I'll say this slowly. There's never a monthly subscription fee. And thankfully,
for 1 month only before we stick it to you in the long run.
No disclaimers.
Like an ink-blot test for your ears. Do you hear the stimulation?
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast on our national show on KTLK AM 1150. But here on Saturday nights, our home KFI AM 640 every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. And this is radio for patriots by patriots, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. Tonight we have Doug Danger for just a few minutes. We have our news and information hour next hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Doug, question. We'll get to some phone calls, some people wanting to talk about this. Gay people should not want gay marriage to be legalized because it will prompt a civil war with straight people. Okay, why not fight the good fight? That's what black folks did.
Can't bring that up, Phil. Don't start talking civil rights because, you know, a lot of black people are not going to like that. I don't want to go down that road, all right? You know, I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist, okay? I don't want to start talking civil rights because I'll get a lot of black folks upset. They don't want to be compared to that. And that's fine. I don't care. Personally, I could give a you-know-what. My whole philosophy is this. I'm here in Vegas right now for a wedding of two straight people that I know, Jeff and Martha. I work with them at the Orange County Courier. They're both straight people. Don't you think I want to go up to them and say, you don't even know what it is you're in for? Because when you get married and you go out into this world, as gay people continue to gain political power, what they're going to do to straight marriage, you won't recognize. You're going to, you know, what they used to say is beyond, what is that, foobar? It'll be blank beyond all recognition.
And what will?
Straight marriage. Because the gays are going to get a hold of it. And they're going to destroy it. You, as I said, you won't recognize a thing. You're going to think you won't even know where you are. I think you'll lose your food.
All right, I understand. It's going to be a horrendous, horrific thing.
I'm, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, that's what I'm trying to say. Gay people don't need that fight right now.
1-800-520-1-KFI. I still am not really clear, to be perfectly honest with you, on what it is you're talking about, but let's talk to George in Fontana on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, George.
How you doing?
Fine.
My only question is, how can this gentleman say that a straight couple man would go and hit his wife just because a gay couple next door are more successful than him? But
well, I think would cause
if
him
a
to
straight
feel-
couple next door is more successful than me, why won't I hit my wife then?
Because you would hit your wife when a gay couple is more successful because you are angry that you can't have as good a marriage.
So you go and you belt your wife.
Yeah, you get angry.
So I didn't belt my wife just because there's a gay couple next door more successful than me?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's,
isn't that just a generalization of every single straight couple out there?
Well, I think you make an argument that's a good argument, but let's face it. What I'm talking about here is where will straights go? Where will they retreat to? What's the common ground that straight people will retreat to? Well, we know one, meth. We know another.
No, we don't know. What is this meth? What is that?
Meth, as in using drugs.
Straight people, as they're less successful in marriage, will retreat to meth.
They'll retreat to spousal abuse. They'll retreat into alcoholism, these kinds of things. So that's why I'm not in favor of it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know that, George? George?
Yes, I do
you
know
that. All right. So you know
I
I'm
do
gay.
Know that.
You know I'm gay.
That I do understand.
All right, and
I'm
not in favor of gay marriage because I don't want to see gays get too good at it, and the straights, next thing you know, they're up, they're looking for the reserve meth lab. I mean, that's all I can say.
The reserve meth lab.
Why not a reversal then, sir? What about the reverse side of things? Why wouldn't a gay couple be mad at a straight couple? Because the straight couple can have kids naturally, but the gay couple can't.
Well, because the gay
wouldn't
couple
that make sense
is,
for the gay
healthier.
Couple to go ahead and hit each other?
The gay couple is healthier mentally and socially. They've been through so much social ostracization. They've been through so much social pain that they react to that kind of oppression differently.
Well, that's that. Like the gentleman said, that's a lot of generalization there. George, thanks for your call. 1-800-520-1-KFI. This is Mike. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hey, George, this is Mike. Hey, you know...
Who's George?
Nothing you're saying...
No, George was the last caller.
Are you George?
Hello?
Yeah, you George?
No, my name's Mike.
Okay, Mike. I'm Doug. My name's Doug.
Hey, Doug. Hey, you know, myself and my wife have been married 6 years. My sister's been married 27 years, and my parents are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary today. None of us have ever raised our hands at our wives. As far as whether you're gay or straight, I could care less.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, yeah, I don't care if you're gay or straight, dude. That's not going to change the way I treat my wife.
Well, if the gay couple living next door to you is more successful, in other words, they're not, you know, getting drunk and passing out in the front, in the living room, and all that stuff that, you know, your wife might get pissed off at. And
well, he just said there's no violence.
No, there's no violence now, but what I'm saying is, if a gay couple moves in next door to Mike and his wife, and Mike looks over the hedge and sees these gays, you know, having all kinds of fun, he may turn around and just belt his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry, George, that wouldn't happen. You know?
What the hell?
Gay marriages or gay couples have just as many issues as straight marriages
That's
do.
My opinion.
Like I said, it doesn't matter to me whether you're gay or straight. It's not going to change my relationship with my wife.
No, I understand that, sir, but I mean, how do you know that gay couples have the same issues? I mean, we've been kept out of marriage. The minute we're given marriage, we're going to treat it a lot better, be a lot better at it, you know, have more respect for it. And isn't that going to piss you off when you look across the driveway and you see these gays frolicking about? Aren't you just going to backhand your wife?
Why would he do that, man? I don't understand that. And what do you mean frolicking about?
When he sees all these gays having their parties.
All right, look, we have to take a break.
Well, wait a minute, man. I'm a gay man and a gay...
I understand what you are, but we can't get the question in. Thanks very much, Mike. I have to take a break, and I appreciate so much, Doug, you being with us.
You don't want to answer the question. That's a problem, because you are...
No, it's because the question, you know, you see these gays frolicking around. Aren't you going to backhand your wife? Is that what the question is?
Yes.
Okay, I'll give you the answer.
You're not married.
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Yeah, I knew you didn't have any guts.
We'll be back here with our News and Information Hour, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Saturday, June 18th.
What three letters stand for inform?
Good job.
KFI.
Los Angeles, Orange County.
KFI News on the hour.
Those were hilarious hours.
Thank you.
Weather's not
Thank
helping.
You.
Yeah, you did a good
I'm Michael
job.
Crozier. Strong winds, hot, dry
Thank
weather
you.
Helping
yeah.
fires in the Southwest to grow. Fire crews have been using helicopters to fight the Monument Fire in Arizona that's been burning outside of Sierra Vista in southern Arizona for the last few days. Carol Kappas of the Cochise County Sheriff's Office says evacuations remain in place.
We conducted the evacuations yesterday for a total of 2,600 homes, and we're estimating approximately 7,000 people.
The Monument Fire has burned 50 structures. The Wallow Fire in eastern Arizona and New Mexico has grown to 500,000 acres. That's 38% contained. The news is brought to you by Mike Diamond Plumbing. A vegetation fire south of Banning has been mostly contained thanks to an aggressive response from ground crews and four aircraft. The fire started on Old Banning Idlewild Road near Longhorn Road just after 3 this afternoon. Riverside County fire officials say it burned about 8 to 10 acres before most of the forward spread had been stopped. KFI is the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Slow in Hollywood.
101 North from Havenhurst to White Oak, the three right lanes are going to be shut down. The Balboa off-ramp are also shut down for overnight road work until 6 a.m. 101 South is going to be slow from Melrose Avenue to Silver Lake Boulevard. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. East L.A., 5 North is slow from Downey Road to the 110. Southbound side is slow from Duval Street to Indiana Street. In Commerce, 710 South is slow from the 5 to Florence Avenue. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving You Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. South L.A., 110 North is going to be slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
The saxophonist for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band has died of complications from stroke. Clarence Clemons is the only member of the band on the cover of Born to Run with Springsteen. The big man played with Bruce for 40 years. Clemons was 69. An elderly woman's been found dead inside a home on fire in Bel Air.
At 3:30 this morning, Los Angeles firefighters made their way up windy roads to the 2100 block of Basil Lane. That's in the Bel Air area, where they found an approximate 2,000 square foot two-story hillside residence that was well involved in fire.
L.A. City Fire's Eric Scott says firefighters got the fire out pretty quickly, then found the woman inside. A 50-year-old man was also injured. He was taken to the hospital. An invasion of insects are making for bad days at the beach in parts of Southern California. Lifeguards say black kelp flies are covering trash cans and lifeguard stands in Redondo Beach, Torrance, and Hermosa Beach. Officials say there are no plans to get rid of the flies because they have such a short life cycle. Hundreds of mayors from all over the country are gathering in Baltimore for the 79th annual meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. L.A.'s Mayor Villaraigosa says regardless of party or state, all of them agree the top issue is jobs.
The fact is we'll have to make cuts without question, cuts to entitlement programs, cuts to programs across the board, including defense. But we'll also have to raise revenues. You just can't do one without the other.
On Monday, Mayor Villaraigosa will be inaugurated as the president of the Mayor's Conference. President Obama is wishing fathers across the nation a happy Dad's Day. In today's weekly media address, President talked about growing up without a dad, his own failings as a father, and the values he hopes to teach his daughters.
Our kids are pretty smart. They understand that life won't always be perfect, that sometimes the road gets rough, that even great parents don't get everything right. But more than anything, they just want us to be a part of their lives.
Obama says being a father is a challenge and provides great rewards. In the Republicans' weekly address, North Dakota Senator John Hovind says the president needs to send job-creating free trade agreements with South Korea, Colombia, and Panama to Congress for approval.
The reality is that nearly 80% of the world's purchasing power lies outside the United States. And if we don't tap those markets, others will.
Hovind says nearly 14 million Americans out of work. It's time to turn that around with policies that will create a strong and prosperous America. And United Airlines says it's slowly returning to normal operations after a five-hour computer outage that virtually shut down the carrier last night and early today. 31 flights were canceled with about 100 delayed. United spokesman says the airline doesn't expect to cancel any more flights this weekend, but delays might continue. Was it an accident or was she just butt ugly? Or swine ugly. That story, the forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry in 60 seconds.
AutoZone. Save big on your next oil change with help from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Protect your engine and save big right now at AutoZone. Get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Peak conventional motor oil and an STP or AC Delco oil filter for just $9.99 after $5 mailing rebate. A complete do-it-yourself oil change deal for just $9.99. Restrictions and details at store. Protect your engine and save big. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
We were sitting in the living room, and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool. Thankfully, we were prepared.
To survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowner's insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit EarthquakeAuthority.com. California Earthquake Authority. The strength to rebuild.
Man in Russia is facing 2 years in jail for shooting his wife to death. Apparently, the couple was trying to kill a pig with the gun when it actually went off. Southland weather from KFI. Cloudy skies this evening. A chance of some drizzle later on. Lows in the upper 50s. Clear into partly cloudy skies tomorrow again for Father's Day. Temperatures like today. Low 60s at the beaches. Mid 60s. Metro LA, Orange County. Maybe around 70 in the valleys. Clear and a little bit hotter on Monday to start next week. Maybe highs around 80. Right now in Fullerton, 62. Ladera Ranch, 60. Gardena, 61. Diamond Bar, 58 degrees. Get the latest news. Follow us at KFI News on Twitter. I'm Michael Crozier.
Sorry about that, man. I have problems over here. Andrew.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Hendry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock here. Radio for patriots by patriots. We go places other talk shows wish they could. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. That's what we like to say here, and I think we do. Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard along with me here in our News and Information Hour. Thank you to Doug Danger for a very quick, brief interlude there. He's back to his wedding in Las Vegas. And, of course, Robert Greene, good luck, Bob, in raising money for the kids. But I think he has some other issues, you know.
The guy sounds like he should give money at other lady.
Well, I think so, too. I mean, instead of giving money and raising money, well, I mean, you can do both, you know.
Well, I mean, the guy's got a lot of money. He can give money to that lady and get that kid, like, a better helmet or something.
I don't think the issue is getting the kid a better helmet. I think the issue was Bob leaving the scene. I don't think anybody was necessarily disagreeing with him that the child, having the issues the child had, should not be running around out on the sidewalk, you know.
Yeah, but it had a helmet.
What do you mean it had a helmet, bud? Have a little more respect, okay?
He had a helmet. Was it a he?
Yes, it was a little boy. He had a helmet. And I think people were probably in agreement there, except when he started talking about, what was that, Robert?
You want to pet him? I said the normal kid can run out there, but a little, like a kid, I don't know what you call it. What do you call it?
Autistic.
Yeah, autistic kid, you got to put him in a pen. Yeah, well, that stands to reason.
No, it don't, man. You put a kid in a pen? What's that mean?
Well, I mean, I didn't mean a cage.
I think he put it in a very crude way, in a stupid, crude manner. The idea is to allow whoever the person is as much access and equality in the society that he lives in. And, you know, I tell you, you know, it just stands to reason. A society is known, I think, the better aspects of a society are known when you see how a society treats its people that are not well or not equal or not as able as the rest of us. And I think in that sense, you know, America's a great country anyway. You know.
Yeah, well, you don't think there's nothing wrong with America.
I didn't say that, man, but I'm just saying, you know, in that sense, we do a great job. But, I mean, we got Robert Greene there sitting, you know, talking about how don't sell Superman costumes to an autistic kid. He may think he'll have X-ray vision. Give me a break. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show. This bit of rock and roll news. For those of you who are huge Bruce Springsteen fans, I cannot say that I was, which I'm not saying. That's a comment on me, mostly. That I removed myself from rock and roll for about, it's very weird what happened to me, but I wasn't even listening to rock and roll music for about 3-4 year period of my life. And so I didn't see the beginnings of the Bruce Springsteen phenomenon, and I didn't become, you know, what?
What do you mean you remove yourself? What were you doing?
There was a period of my early 20s I was listening to nothing but R&B and jazz. That's what, that was my thing, R&B and jazz, R&B and jazz. That's all I'm going to listen to. I ain't listening to rock and roll, and I damn sure ain't going to listen to any, you know, charting album kind of artist. So I missed out, and I admit it, on the very early stages of Bruce Springsteen. When I got into album rock radio and I had to, you know, start playing this crap, I mean this marvelous, it's not crap.
You just said it's crap. I heard what you said.
It ain't crap, okay? I was a little bit late to the game. With Bruce Springsteen, though, my favorite album of his was The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
That was the one I'd like in Miami.
Yeah, I was in Miami when that album came out. In any event, Clarence Clemons, the beloved saxophonist for the E Street Band, and called, quote, one of the key influences in Bruce Springsteen's life and music through four decades by the Associated Press, died today in Florida. He had suffered a stroke about a week ago. And Springsteen's spokesman said that Clemons' death was due to complications, so we guessed that right. From the stroke. The New York Times obituary notes that Clemens, quote, jovial onstage manner, soul-rooted style, and brotherly relationship with Mr. Springsteen made him one of rock's most beloved sidemen. And from the beginnings of the E Street Band in 1972, Mr. Clemens played a central part in Mr. Springsteen's music.
What do you call him, Mr.?
That's the way the New York Times does it. Mr. Clemens played it. They call everybody Mr. Played a central part of Mr. Springsteen's music, complementing the group's electric guitar and driving rhythms in songs like Born to Run, 10th Avenue Freeze Out, with muscular melodic saxophone hooks that echoed doo-wop, soul, and early rock and roll. What, Robert?
I don't mean to say this. I question whether they had a brotherly relationship or not.
What is that supposed to mean?
I just do. Because he's black, and Bruce Springsteen white. And you can say what you want about their brotherly. I bet you their relationship on stage, brotherly. But when it came time to get a paycheck, how much money do you think he made?
Well, no, no, wait, hold the phone.
Bruce Springsteen's a star. Clarence Carter, whatever his name was. Clarence Clemons, man. What is it?
Clarence Clemons. What do you mean Clarence Carter?
That was his name.
No, it ain't. What?
How much money do you think he made?
He ain't going to make as much money as Springsteen. He's not going to make as much money as Springsteen.
Why not?
Because he's not the star, man. The star's going to make the bread. First of all, understand something. Bruce Springsteen has it's the name Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. So it's got his name. Number two, he's the songwriter. Number three, he's the draw. Number four, they all work for him.
Number five,
What's number five?
I don't know. I was waiting for you to come up with number.
Will you shut up? I ain't got a number five. That's all you need. Number four. I mean, that's four. So you don't pay the band the same amount of money.
What about the Beatles? Bet you they made all the same.
No, they didn't make all. See, there you go. They didn't make all the same amount of money. Lennon and McCartney made a little bit more because they wrote the song, see?
What about, Sting?
What do you mean, Sting?
Who makes all his money?
He does. He's one guy, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Boy, you, oh, wow, man.
Why'd you shut up, man?
All I'm telling you is that Bruce Spring... What about Sting? Bruce Springsteen was the star of the show. Now, I don't know, Robert, I don't know what your trip is here with, you know, you bet it wasn't all that brotherly.
All I'm saying today, always they say a white man and a black man all brotherly. Okay, I'm not doubting it. I'm sure it could happen, you know. But sometimes they push it too much.
Like it isn't true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm willing to believe it. I don't want to go down that road. Thank you very much. I'm not going to sit here and discuss whether or not they had a real relationship. How the hell do you know? How do I know? I'm willing to believe, yes, they did. They seem to have a marvelous rapport on stage. And without question, Mr. Springsteen, here I am talking like I'm in the New York Times. Bruce Springsteen had beautiful things to say about him upon the news of his passing. Equally important to the group's image was the sense of affection and unbreakable camaraderie between Mr. Springsteen and his sax man. Few E Street Band shows were complete without a Shaggy Dog story about the stormy night the two men met at a bar in Asbury Park, New Jersey, or a long bear hug between them at the end of the night.
Was that the only story they got?
I don't know, man. I'm not going to go down that road, all right? Rolling Stone's obituary declares Clemens, known affectionately to fan and friends as the big man. Clemens was 6'4" and 250 pounds, was the heart and soul of the E Street Band. His playing on tracks like Born to Run, Thunder Road, Jungle Land, Dancing in the Dark, and countless more represent some of the most famous sax work in the history of rock and roll. Springsteen himself wrote in the introduction to Clemens' memoir, "The story I have told throughout my work life I could not have told as well without Clarence." And then they had some videos of the story that we pulled.
Well, all I'm saying is that they have one Shaggy Dog story, and that's all?
I don't know, man. I saw Springsteen once. I saw him once. I saw him at the sports arena. I saw him at the height of his popularity. This was in the, you know, mid to late 80s when he was, I think that was really when he hit his peak. Born in the USA had just come out. I think, you know, what the hell, man? What's the other album?
Tunnel of Love.
Tunnel of Love. There's a lot of albums that he did, but he really, really, there wasn't anybody bigger in rock and roll in the mid-80s than Bruce Springsteen. Maybe, probably not in the 70s, but in any event, I don't know, man, how they met. And if they keep repeating the same story, they keep repeating the same story. The fact is, if comics do the same thing with jokes, you know.
Yeah, but it ain't funny.
What ain't funny?
How they met.
Well, whatever, man. I mean, it's very, one of the things that Springsteen did on stage and continues to do, maybe not as effectively now that Clarence Clemens is gone, he told a lot of wonderful stories. He told a lot of stories about his childhood. He told a lot of stories about his relationship with his father. He told a lot of stories about his girlfriends and growing up in a hardscrabble manner. There was a lot of storytelling on stage by Springsteen. That was the other thing that made his live shows very unique. And Clarence Clemens figured in a lot of that stuff. So Clarence Clemens has passed on, the sax player for the E Street Band, at the age of 69. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Arnold Schwarzenegger's former mistress, Mildred Patty Baena, has given an interview, and we'll find out what she had to say. I'm sure it's just, you know, fantastic. Plus, Ted Bell is going to be on with us in a moment. He feels vindicated over a bit of news from the L.A. School Board. So join us here in just a couple of minutes. We'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
The Jesus Christ Show.
Moses was guilty of the same thing Congressman Anthony Weiner was guilty of, not sending inappropriate images of his bodies to others, but trying to hide something from his fellow man, forgetting the entire time that God saw the whole thing, and that God is the one whose opinion truly counts.
Tomorrow morning at 6, online and on demand. KFI AM 640.com.
This is the sound of Jim's Chase Mortgage. This is the sound of Sean's Chase Mortgage.
and this is the sound of Nancy's Chase mortgage. That's because Chase checking customers can earn cash back on their mortgage. That's money to spend on whatever you want. A new lawnmower, a new grill for the backyard, even some new golf clubs.
Four! Oops.
Or maybe just lessons. Simply get a new Chase mortgage or refinance your loan and sign up for automatic payments to start getting cash back. Up to $500 annually for the life of the program, which could add up to thousands over time. Stop into a branch today or go to chase.com/mortgagecashback to learn more about our great rates and to find out how your mortgage can start paying you back. Mortgage cash back only from Chase. Chase, what matters.
All home lending products are subject to credit and property approval. A Chase personal checking account required with automatic mortgage payments. This program is not available in all states. Other restrictions and limitations may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI newsroom. Coming up at 9:30, South Korea shoots at one of its own civilian planes. Stay away from the northern part of the 57. Slow in South L.A.
110 North is going to be slow from Adams Boulevard to the 101. In Commerce, the 710 South is going to be slow from the 5 to Florence Avenue. In East L.A., 5 North is slow from Downey Road to the 110. Southbound side is slow from Duval Street to Indiana Street. In Hollywood, the 101 South is slow from Melrose Avenue to Silver Lake Boulevard. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. Roadwork in Encino on the 101 North from Havenhurst to White Oak. The three right lanes are going to be shut down, and the Balboa off-ramp is shut down for overnight roadwork until 6 a.m. KFI traffic is brought to you by the LA County Department of Public Health. I'm David Penson.
We were sitting in the living room and suddenly everything started shaking.
It was cool.
It wasn't cool. Thankfully, we were prepared
to survive and recover.
And so was our house. Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowners insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit earthquakeauthority.com. California Earthquake Authority, the strength to rebuild.
Businessmen associate. Puppies fraternize.
Come on, baby. Come on,
what
baby.
You'll be doing with your favorite artist is just chilling out, man.
Go to KFIAM640.com, keyword hope, to bid on a meet and greet and walk the red carpet at the world premiere of Cirque du Soleil's 3D immersive film. Proceeds go to Play for Life in support of City of Hope Cancer Research.
This is a special announcement for listeners with dark circles or puffy eyes. If you have dark circles or bags under your eyes, we want you to take part in the Lumitone free bottle giveaway. Lumitone is a revolutionary cream. It instantly fades the appearance of dark circles, and Lumitone reduces the look of puffiness, bags under the eyes, and fine lines. Try Lumitone free. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-994-7976. That's 1-800-994-7976. Call 1-800-994-7976.
Hey, Steve, you want to get together today after work?
No, not today. I'm going to watch my criminal law class.
How can you go to law school? You're on the road so much.
It's Abraham Lincoln University School of Law. I listened to part of the criminal law lecture while I drove to work this morning.
Are you kidding?
No, this is an online law school. Abraham Lincoln University is right here in L.A. on Wilshire. You can go live in the studio. Sometimes I go in on Saturdays, but mostly I attend online.
That sounds so great.
It has everything recorded so I can listen or watch at any time. Check it out at alu.edu or give them a call at 213-252-5100.
You know, I always thought about being a lawyer, but isn't it expensive?
Well, it's way more affordable than a traditional law school.
Is this something new?
No, actually, Abraham Lincoln University School of Law has been around for 15 years. The school has over 100 lawyers in California.
Okay, did you say ALU.edu?
Right. The number is 213-252-5100. That's 213-252-5100.
Got it. I'm going to go call them right now.
Hello, I'm Tom McKernan, CEO of the Auto Club. For more than 100 years, we've been helping members by the side of the road. But did you know we've helped thousands of members also save money on auto insurance?
Switch to auto insurance through the Auto Club, and you could save up to $423 a year. Compare that to what companies like Geico or Farmers could charge. And we offer a long list of discounts that could add to your savings. It's a great time to switch. So call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now. You could also get great home insurance through the Auto Club, like the guaranteed replacement cost coverage option. Protection. It's insurance that protects your home and provides peace of mind. Call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB for a free quote now.
Saving you money on insurance for your car and your home is just one more way the Auto Club is always with you.
The Auto Club. So easy. So smart. So switch. For your free quote, call 866-47-AUTO-CLUB now or visit AAA.com. Insurance provided to qualified members by the Inter Insurance Exchange. $423 savings claim based on CDI survey profile 39B.
Zombies, vampires, lizard people. Coast to coast, AM. Tonight at 10.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. The world famous Phil Henry Show. And we want to welcome on board here this evening Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills for a very brief comment.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Got him there.
Steakhouse.
Right, too.
Come on down.
Ted?
Yeah, right here, Bill. Ted Bell. It's a wonderful Saturday night. I see you have the Earth Cam there on Hollywood. Hollywood's good. Beverly Hills is better. Hollywood's fine. Beverly Hills, you live.
Here
Hollywood,
I
you
can.
Die. Beverly Hills, you eat.
You
I mean no disrespect. We got wonderful friends in Hollywood, Bill. I saw that on the Earth Cam. I thought I'd give them a little bit of a dig there.
Yeah, what we have on our Earth Cam is Hollywood Boulevard, but one of these days we'll get an Earth Cam from Beverly Hills.
You know what? I'll tell you something about Earth Cams, and they're wonderful. I think they're great to show the great spots around cities. I know there's a great many American cities that do have the Earth Cams, and a lot of places that people want to see. You know, like Venice Beach, I think, is an Earth Cam.
Yeah, there's one on the Hollywood sign.
Right, but there's some places that we don't need to put on, as the kids say these days, put it on blast. You know, we don't want to put Beverly Hills on blast because there's a certain kind of obviously, it's a certain kind of community. We welcome people here, but we don't want to have a flood of and I think you understand, I think your listeners understand, we don't need a flood of this kind of, some of the stuff you see. I'm looking here at the Hollywood Boulevard. I don't need this, you know.
And I don't know what you mean by I don't need this.
You see that? Are you looking at it?
Looking at what?
I'm talking about
the Earth Cam on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yes. Are you looking at them? I don't need that.
I'm looking at pedestrians on a sidewalk.
Right, the wife beaters and the, I don't know. It's not my cup of tea, but you know what? Everybody's welcome at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We're having a marvelous slow-roasted prime rib all day tomorrow, Father's Day. Happy Father's Day, Phil. I know you put a great deal of effort and time and energy into the raising of four children. God bless you for that, Phil.
I appreciate that, and back at you for your son, Joshua, and your wife, Marcy.
I appreciate that. The reason why I requested to come on the program tonight is because you and I had an interesting discussion on your show during the week, and I need to, Sandy, will you bring me my, what? Is he in here again? No, I don't want him in here. Get him out of here. I don't care what you have to do. Get him out of here.
Do you mind if I ask who you're talking about?
I can't tell you. It's somebody. I'll tell you this much. He's an actor. What? No. Get him out of here. I'll tell you what.
Ted, is this a good time to be talking?
No, it's fine. I just don't need that guy. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, great. You dropped dead.
You don't want to tell me who that is, huh?
I can't. All right. So, the story goes like this, Phil. If you'll forgive me, I just want to read a little bit of a news story. The L.A. school board decision to stop serving flavored milk on campus is just the beginning. A menu overhaul they are getting rid of. What do you think they're getting rid of in the L.A. Unified School District in terms of the food that they serve our kids? Take a wild guess.
Based upon the show the other night, corn dogs?
You got it, corn dogs. Now, the other night on your program, I had to defend myself from a lot of people who called up and said that I had no business. And I'll tell you, Phil, I agree that slapping that child might have been stepping over my, you know.
Might have been? That was another man's kid.
I understand that. But when that kid said, hey, how about you and I? He didn't say, how about you and I teaming up? I thought I heard that. When he said corn dog.
You know, let's tell the audience what happened, okay?
Whoa. I don't want to confuse them. He said corn dog, and guess what they banned? Corn dogs. So what I'm saying is that there seems to be some kind of symbiosis, all right, between what that kid was talking about and the L.A. Unified School District trying to clean things up.
LA Unified is trying to get rid of corn dogs because of the lack of nutritional value or the excess fat or however you want to discuss it. It has nothing to do with the what you saw as the double entendre sexual nature of the comment.
Well, you, that's what your opinion is, and my opinion is, I heard, I heard something.
You heard cornhole, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
All right. That's what you heard.
That's what I heard, but that's not what he said.
But first of all, you slapped him on the basis of the word cornhole.
The kid says to me, what do you say we team up? And then I heard cornhole.
Well, that's not what he said, because you know as well as I do that the witnesses that were there said, the child said, Mr. Bell, do you have corn dogs?
I understand that.
Your server testified she heard that and the family. How do you get out of that, hey, how about you and I teaming up and then cornhole?
It was a busy night. It was loud in there, okay? And I felt bad until I saw this story. Now they're getting rid of corn dogs in the L.A. Unified School District, and you can say what you want, but I think it vindicates me partly.
No, it doesn't. This is ridiculous because...
Why is it ridiculous?
Because it has nothing to do with the reason why you slapped the kid. You slapped the kid because you heard cornhole.
I would have, if he'd said corn dog, I would have slapped it. All right? That has nothing to do with it. That's what you're missing. See, you continually miss it. I would have slapped his face had he said... cornhole, corn dog, Frank, had he even mentioned Anthony Weiner, because that's what I was sick and tired of hearing, that whole news story.
I understand that.
Ballpark Frank, Oscar Mayer.
Oh, come on, man, you're not going to belt him for all of that stuff.
I didn't want to hear anything of it. But no, I didn't get the easy stuff. He didn't come out and say, hey, Mr. Bell, how about a ballpark Frank? No, he had to get cute, and he comes out with corn dog. Well, I know what it means. You know what it means. Does everybody out there listening knows what it means?
It means the kid wanted a corn dog. That's what it means.
Well, you know, laugh it up, Phil. You know.
Ted, come on.
No, you know, you laugh it up. You go ahead and laugh it up. Ha, 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 ha. He wanted a corn dog. All week long, my son and other children... Aren't you the guy that talks about the sexualizing of children?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All week long, my son and other children have been listening to stories about this slob in New York. Okay? I don't know this guy. I wouldn't know him if I tripped over him. He's some slob who's a representative in New York.
Anthony Weiner.
Yes. And the double entendre and the jokes and the jokes and the one joke after the next, and I got tired of it. And I promised myself, I got on my knees at the Catholic Church down here on Santa Monica. I... did a sign of the cross. I said, the next guy that says Weiner.
You're promising God that?
Yes, I was.
All right, Ted. Thank you very much.
What?
We got to go.
Not even halfway done with the story.
Yo, you're all done with the story. Thank you very much. We'll be back here. We're taking a break. I got it, okay? I got it, okay? He feels vindicated because they're getting rid of corn dogs. Whatever. World-famous Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-520-1KFI. We're online at philhenryshow.com on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Here's Michael Crozier in the KFI News Center.
Thank you, sir. South Korean troops have fired rifles at a South Korean civilian jetliner as it was coming in for a landing. Apparently, the troops thought the jetliner was a North Korean military plane. Fox's Holly Williams says the Asiana Airlines jet was carrying 119 people.
They opened fire on the plane. They maintained that fire for around 10 minutes. And the only thing that seems to have averted disaster is that the rifles they were firing didn't have a range long enough to actually hit the passenger jet.
Nobody said they were smart. Williams says the plane was not damaged. No one was hurt because the bullets didn't get that far. KFI's the talk station with the most frequent traffic reports. Crash in Santa Fe Springs.
605 North before Slauson, there's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at the 5. In downtown L.A., 110 North is going to be slow from the 10 to the 101. In Monterey Park, 710 South is slow from the 10 to the 60. In Boyle Heights, 5 North is slow from the 10 to Duval Street. Southbound side is slow from the 110 to the 10. If you see anything out there, give us a call on the Ralph Saving Time traffic line at 888-500-5003. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Melrose Avenue to Silver Lake Boulevard. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. Roadwork in Encino, 101 North from Havenhurst to White Oak. Three right lanes are going to be shut down. David Penson, KFI Traffic.
Most of the 57 freeway between San Dimas and Pomona is going to be closed this weekend. Caltrans is starting a $14 million pavement project. Freeway construction is expected to create some major traffic delays all week near Cal Poly Pomona, the Kellogg Hill, and the Benelli Regional Park. And nearly all lanes of the 57 are going to be closed tonight and Sunday between 10 and 22 freeway interchanges. One lane in each direction will stay open to traffic at all times, but no two consecutive ramps will be closed at the same time. Similar closures are going to be in effect starting at 7 p.m. all next week. Barricades are scheduled to be removed, though, just as the morning rush hours start. Almost every retail chain in California is under legal attack for not providing enough chairs for employees.
It's a somewhat obscure law in California that requires a store to provide suitable seating for cashiers and other workers who are expected to spend most of the day on their feet. In fact, having enough seats on hand for those workers. Dozens of trial lawyers have been filing suit. Two appellate decisions have retailers concerned about facing millions of dollars in damages.
Fox's Karen Regal says a first offense could cost an employer $100 per employee per pay period. Sega says its system has been hacked. The video game company has notified users its Sega Pass system that email addresses, birth dates, and encrypted passwords have been stolen from its online database. The email stressed no financial information was at risk. Hackers recently got into Sony and Nintendo's online network as well. I didn't even know Sega had one. Your forecast, much more of the world-famous Phil Hendry, up next.
This Father's Day, treat Dad to a day of food and fun at San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino. No matter what his dining pleasure, he'll feel like a king. If he likes to eat heartily or enjoys a variety of foods, take him to the all-day, all-he-can-eat feast in the Serrano Buffet. For just $18.95, he can choose from an unbelievable selection of American, Asian, Italian, and Mexican dishes. Or if he likes barbecue, he'll love the Pines Father's Day special fixed-price three-course meal. A tender slice of pork porterhouse smothered in bourbon coffee barbecue sauce, served with New Orleans-style barbecue shrimp and topped off with chocolate bread pudding, all for just $45 per person. The Pines is open 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. Visit sanmanuel.com for more information on all the fun things Dad can enjoy at San Manuel, not only on his day, but every day. San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino in Highland off the 210 freeway. You and Dad must be at least 21 to enter casino. If you gamble, please do so responsibly.
Cloudy skies tonight, a chance of some drizzle, especially after midnight. Partly cloudy skies during the day tomorrow. Temperatures like today, mid-70s. Clear and hotter to start next week on Monday, maybe around 80. 66 degrees in Burbank right now. For breaking news sent right to your phone, text the word news to the number 640-640. I'm Michael Crozier, KFI News.
Smart advice brought to you by University of Redlands.
Students often find that making the jump from high school to college is about having more independence, more assigned reading, and more writing, too. New college students help themselves by getting a calendar or downloading a scheduling app to note when assignments are due, when tests are scheduled, and other important times and dates. When it comes to your health, be sure to get enough sleep, eat smart, and listen to what your body tells you.
Smart advice brought to you by University of Redlands. Learn even more at redlands.edu.
AutoZone. Save big on your next oil change with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Protect your engine and save big right now at AutoZone. Get a 5-plus quart oil change jug of Peak conventional motor oil and an STP or AC Delco oil filter for just $9.99 after $5 mail-in rebate. A complete do-it-yourself oil change deal for just $9.99. Restrictions and details in store. Protect your engine and save big. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Have you had it up to here with the low pressure and trickling, scalding showers? Oh, and what about the rusty water and pipe leaks which ruin your floors and ceilings? If you've made up your mind to copper repipe, then you know who to call. AmeriServe, of course. Hi, I'm Bob Park, owner of AmeriServe, and we are the original Southern California copper repipe specialist. And because this is all we do, we've got repiping down to an exact science. Your floors will be covered, the walls will be repatched to the original matching texture, and lastly, the American-made heavier grade copper piping comes with a lifetime guarantee. We are also, by far, the lowest priced among our competitors. Call AmeriServe now for the extended KFI 30% discount and free water heater with your job. Call 1-800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. That's 800-713-5777. AmeriServeRepipe.com.
KFI AM 640.
More stimulating talk radio.
Egypt.
KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And welcome back here on this Saturday night, the world-famous Phil Henry Show every Saturday night till 10 o'clock. George Norrie coming up at 10. And you can join us during the week on our national show. And we've got 150 great, great affiliates, our home here in Los Angeles, KTLK AM 1150. And, of course, the mothership, the big one, the baby. You know, this is the one, man, you know.
Yeah, you got to pay all homage to KFI.
KFI is it. And this is where we started, and this is where we're going to, you know, wind up, God willing, right?
I want to ask you a question, though.
What?
When we were in a break. Okay.
Yeah, he wanted to ask you this. Go ahead, what?
Well, you're talking about, like, developmentally disabled?
Developmentally. Can't you say that?
Yeah, no. Well, in the break. When you were going and you were looking at something on a computer,
yeah,
you were going like this. You're going.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I guess I was just absent-minded, you know.
Yeah, but that sounds kind of like one of those kids that
you were talking about the kid with a helmet. Why don't you guys grow up, okay?
What?
What do you mean? It sounds like a kid with a helmet.
You were going during a break. You're going.
I was humming to myself. Maybe it sounded stupid to you. Maybe it sounded asinine. I don't know. I don't frankly care. But for you two clowns to make that connection...
I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying you was going, like that. And I looked at Bud, and I go, are you all right?
You know what? I'm a little tired. What you guys are noticing, I'm tired. Okay?
Yeah, but why would you go, ooh.
But, you know, in life, people just do stuff. You, then one of the problems I've always had with you, if you don't mind me saying...
No, go ahead. Never held back before.
Well, I mean, look, man, every little tiny thing that goes on in life, you got to follow it around. You got to stick a freaking magnifying glass up its rear end. You got to figure out why, you know, there's one hair here and four over there. And why is someone's one finger longer than the other? Everything with you, man, you know, you can't just let some stuff go. It drives me nuts.
I'm a curious person.
Good for you, man, but there's some things I can't just stop down every 5 seconds to explain this crap to you. I don't know why I was going, I think what I was doing was this. I was reading. If I remember, I was doing this.
No, you weren't, man. You were going like this. I can't even do it. Bud, you do it. Yeah, you're going like this.
Bull crap.
I swear to God.
All right, well, I was absent-minded. I was humming to myself, and I'm tired, and what do you want from me, okay?
I don't know, but if I did that, you'd probably want to go out and fit me for a helmet.
Yeah. If you did that, I'd want to go out and fit you for a helmet, huh?
Yeah, for fear that I'd put on a Superman cape.
Dude, like you haven't put a Superman cape on before?
Well...
Many times, you go out... I swear to God, when you finally get married, man, you'll get married in a Superman cape.
What?
You will. Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed the budget package passed Wednesday by Democratic legislators, which creates a potential rift within his own party. Sources said an announcement was expected soon. Brown announced the veto in a press release on Thursday, as you know. Unfortunately, the budget I have received is not a balanced solution. It continues big deficits for years to come and adds billions of dollars in a new debt. It also contains legally questionable maneuvers, costly borrowing, Finally, it is not financeable, and therefore, you can take it and shove it right back up where you guys found it. Thank you so very deeply, the governor of the state of California. Hey!
Yeah!
The plan contains higher taxes, billions of dollars in delayed payments to schools, various accounting maneuvers to balance the books. Brown had previously warned that he would not sign a budget containing such accounting gimmicks. Well, you know, let me tell you what's going on in this country. You know it as well as I do. America, for whatever reason, believes that it's possible to continue to exist a certain way without having to bite the bullet every now and again. And the other thing that's wrong with this country is that everybody's pissed off and everyone's going in opposite directions. You can say the American people are dissatisfied. Oh, that's fine. Sure, go ahead and make that statement. They're dissatisfied, but the guy that you think is dissatisfied may not necessarily agree with you. He's dissatisfied in another direction. He's dissatisfied with what you're thinking. So we have that problem. And finally, this country exists, and one of the reasons why America is as great as it is you don't, you can live in America and not really remember that you're in a country. That is the, if you want to get right down to the absolute basis for the greatness of this country and also its potential ruin.
What? Did I don't even know I'm in a country?
You can live so well in this country that you forget you're in a country. You're just like driving down a street, and the whole world is like this. See, we don't go, Americans travel, but we're not as traveled, say, as other people. And the country is so big, we can go our whole lives and not leave the borders of the United States of America. Some people have. And you just drive down the road and you get to thinking that this is the way it is. This is life. This is how life is. This is it, man. It doesn't matter where you go. You can go to Bangkok. You can go to the middle of Mongolia. You're going to find basically traffic lights and McDonald's. It's all the same thing. You think I'm kidding, man? I'm not kidding.
No, you're trying to tell me people didn't have McDonald's and Magnolia? Or how do you say that country?
Magnolia?
What an idiot, man. It's called Mongolia. Mongolia.
Magnolia. I don't know what people think. I think in the fantasy that some Americans, not all, but in the fantasy, quite frankly, yes, all Americans. I shouldn't have qualified that because we all, when our lives are going well, when our lives are going really well, when we love our kids, our jobs are great, we're making money, we're planning a great vacation, we're moving into a bigger house, we're buying a new car, when things are good, we do tend to, and we should, forget that there is anything that is constraining or constricting us or that there is any control over us. This is the only country maybe in the history of the world that's been able to achieve that for its citizens, that we can walk out the front door in the morning and we believe the whole world is ours and there is no such thing as a country. Now that is an amazing feat. That's individual liberty. That's individual freedom of movement. That's individual freedom of enterprise. That is as if you stride the earth alone and every man is your friend or potential competitor. But nonetheless, okay, it's only when things get bad that we're reminded, you know, there is this thing called America. It does have a problems, and there are borders, and we've got trouble, you know. And then we don't know what to do. We run around with our heads up our asses half the time.
Run that by me again about how I don't know I'm in a country.
Oh, come on, man. You know what I'm talking about. And what happens with us in these times, we have to kind of remind ourselves, oh, yeah, times do get tough, and we do have to pull together, and we do have to find a solution, and we have to, you know, sometimes we got to find a solution fast, or we have to find an effective solution, because right now, people say, well, we're passing all this crap on to our grandkids, we haven't really, you know, see, we ain't having to pay for anything yet, not really. I mean, we don't like the idea of higher taxes, we don't like the idea that things aren't working the way they ought to work, but so far, the biggest problem that's been presented to us, the biggest downfall to all of this is we're passing it on to our grandkids. Quite frankly, that doesn't mean anything to a lot of people. They could care less if they're passing it on to their grandkids.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, that's saying a lot.
It may be saying a lot. But when these guys stand there and they say, we're passing this debt on to our grandkids, do you understand that we're passing this debt? A lot of people don't understand that, and they could give a damn. Yeah, well, there you go, man. You know, I wasn't born into such a great world. So that's not a threat. That's not a threat. Now, you couple that with the idea that every American carries some debt, and we always will. As long as we're alive, we carry debt. We will carry debt either on our house, our credit cards, our car. We will always have an outstanding balance someplace, somewhere, somehow, for something. And it will always be there, no matter what. I mean, I don't know if you know anybody that everything in their life is paid for. Do you, bud?
Yeah.
Who? You?
Well, yeah. Well,
you got credit cards, don't you?
But I pay for those.
Yeah, but every month there comes another balance, right?
Well, I pay it down.
Well, you may pay the you know what I'm talking... Never mind, man, but you guys know what I'm talking about. And so far, what's been articulated to the American people about the problems we're having with money, the problems we're having with budgets, there ain't no downside, okay?
Other than the fact that you got to lease instead of buy.
Big deal, man. I lease instead of buy, huh?
Yeah, that's an imposition. You think probably people in the Depression.
Yeah, that's right, bud. The people in the Depression, they had to lease instead of buy their Jaguars. All right, we'll be back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And, I don't know how much more of that garbage you want to talk about, but we do have an interesting story here about Janice Hahn from California's 36th District saying that she doesn't appreciate being put into a gangster ad. What the hell is that? We will find out when we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show here on KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.
Coming up on this weekend's KFI Sunday Morning News, the end of the Wiener era, the beginning of the new state budget era, and the return of an accidental political figure. Plus, this week's 9 news nuggets you need to know. It starts tomorrow morning at 9.
Because news doesn't take the weekend off.
KFI AM 640.
I'm test driving a BMW 3 Series today so I can see how it stacks up. And so far, I'm very impressed. What is up with this guy next to me? Oh, yeah. Get the sideways look. There's the old subtle chin tilt. Oh, and there it is. He wants to race me. No, thank you. And it would be no contest. He must not know that the 3 Series is faster and more powerful than its rivals from Audi and Mercedes. And, don't ask me how, it's more fuel efficient than ever. He's really not getting the message. No, thank you. When you're the ultimate driving machine, great power comes with great responsibility. So, test drive a 3 Series as responsibly as you can at your local BMW center today.
For a limited time, lease the BMW 328i sedan for $339 a month. Visit socalbmw.com/finance for details.
I'm Michael Crozier in the KFI Newsroom. Coming up at 10 o'clock, a former water and power person's going to jail, and NATO says sorry, kinda, for killing people. Crash in Santa Fe Springs.
605 North before Slauson. There's a crash blocking the left lane. Traffic slows at the 5. In downtown L.A., 110 North is going to be slow from the 10 to the 101. In the 5 North is going to be slow from Rosecrans Avenue to the 605 in the Norwalk area. In Hollywood, 101 South is slow from Santa Monica Boulevard to the 110. Northbound side is slow from the 5 to the 110. Road work in Encino, 101 North from Havenhurst to White Oak. 3 right lanes are going to be shut down for overnight road work until 6 a.m. Road work in San Dimas, 57 North and South between the 71 and the 210. Only one lane open in each direction. KFI traffic is brought to you by Mirage Hotel and Casino. I'm David Penson.
See how your knowledgeable local farmer's agent can save you money. Call Todd Eldridge Insurance Agency at 562-424-1646 today. That's Todd Eldridge Insurance Agency at 562-424-1646. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Protect your family now. Make sure your child's vaccines are up to date. Students in grades 7 through 12 must get the whooping cough vaccination. Visit VaccinateLA.com for more information. Stay healthy, vaccinate. This message is brought to you by the L.A. County Department of Public Health.
Are you single and tired of online dating? You're not alone. It's time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for and they do the rest. The process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy professionals in Southern California. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-400-5463. That's 800-400-5463. Again, 800-400-5463. Or visit tableforsix.com.
Calling all movie buffs, local superheroes, and Visa Signature cardholders. We need you to vote for Los Angeles to host a Visa Signature VIP red carpet screening of Marvel Studios' Captain America, The First Avenger. And you could win a trip to attend. The city with the most votes will win a blockbuster-style screening of the movie this July, celebrities included, before it opens in theaters July 22nd. Simply cast your vote at facebook.com/visasignature. Details on how Visa Signature cardholders can attend will be announced after the winning city is selected. Every time you vote,
hey, Gina,
you also get entered into the sweepstakes for a chance to win a trip for you and a friend to attend.
Maybe
so cast your vote daily for Los Angeles to host this exclusive screening of one of summer's most highly anticipated movies. Get your family and friends to vote, too. One more way Visa Signature helps you go experience more.
No purchase necessary to enter or win the sweepstakes. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years and older. Limit one entry per person per Facebook account per day. Sweepstakes ends at midnight on Friday, June 24th. Void in Puerto Rico, where prohibited. Go to Facebook.com/Visa Signature for complete official rules.
More people go with Visa.
Our policy with the California Earthquake Authority gave us the financial strength to rebuild. And working with our homeowners insurance agent, they got us back to normal.
For more information, visit EarthquakeAuthority.com. California Earthquake Authority. The strength to rebuild.
Start your Vegas tomorrow, next weekend, or in a few hours at the Mirage with the Beatles' Love by Cirque du Soleil, a volcano out front and white tigers in the back. Vegas starts here. Book online at Mirage.com.
Protect your family now. Make sure your child's vaccines are up to date. Students in grades 7 through 12 must get the whooping cough vaccination. Visit VaccinateLA.com for more information. Stay healthy, vaccinate. This message is brought to you by the L.A. County Department of Public Health.
Have you had it up to here with the low pressure and trickling, scalding showers?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and what about the rusty water and pipe leaks which ruin your floors and ceilings? If you've made up your mind to copper repipe, then you know who to call. AmeriServe, mm-hmm. of course. Hi, I'm Bob Park, owner of AmeriServe. And we are the original Southern California copper repipe specialist.
What do you say,
Bob? And because
Bob?
This is all we do, we've got repiping down to an exact science.
Beautiful.
Your floors will be covered, the walls will be repatched to the original matching texture, and lastly, the American-made heavier grade copper piping comes with a lifetime guarantee. We are also, by far, the lowest priced among our competitors. Call AmeriServe now for the extended KFI 30% discount and free water heater with your job. Call 1-800-713-5777. 800-713-5777. That's 800-713-5777. AmeriServeRepipe.com.
Truth is making a comeback.
KFI AM 640.
World famous Phil Henry show every Saturday night till 4 o'clock. We like to say truth is our bitch on our show. And we are here every Saturday night as well as weeknights nationally. And we thank you for joining us. Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass, watch the live streaming video, listen to the podcast, listen to the archives. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of archive material. And it's all there available for you. We, in fact, I think, and I'd be very... you know, I would challenge anybody to challenge this. I think we have the largest archive of any single radio show in the world.
I ain't heard from nobody that'll say no.
Good. Well, put that on the website. I ain't heard from nobody that'll say no.
Yeah.
All right, good. Today's dads are more involved with their kids, according to a study. I think this is interesting because I'd heard this about 3, 4, or 5 years ago. I don't know whether it's true or not, but... the percentage of fathers, listen, this is from LiveScience.com. This is a rather encouraging thing. It's encouraging, but then, you know, you got to get the backstory. The percentage of fathers who live with all their children has fallen significantly over the last 50 years. The percentage of fathers that live with all of their children has fallen significantly. But those at-home dads, those fathers that are still living with their children... Three fathers out of four are spending more time with their kids than did their counterparts.
Well, how's that good news?
What do you mean, how's that good news? Three fathers out of four, okay?
Yeah, but it says that most guys are not living with their kids, and only three out of four of the guys that are living with their kids, see, that's not good.
No, you're making it sound like it's good. What do you mean it ain't good? Three out of the four, okay, so there's fewer guys... living with their kids.
That's the whole point. There's few guys living with their kids, and then the ones that is living with their kids, they're spending only three out of four.
Why don't you guys shut up and let me finish, okay?
You got the whole... the story is bad, man. It's all bad news.
Give me that.
Here, let me show you. Right here on page two.
Don't grab the copy from me, bud. I keep telling you, man.
You're blowing it, man. You're blowing it bad.
Wait a minute. I'm blowing it. The percentage of fathers who live... all right, I'll give you all of that, okay? Will you just listen to me? We know that a lot of fathers don't live with their kids. We know this. We know that it sucks. We know that it's no good, man. It's no damn good, brother. Yes, fathers should live with their kids, for God's sake. I don't know what the hell is wrong with these guys, but... the percentage of fathers... it's the marriages. The marriages stink. The wife gets the custody. I mean, that's what we're talking about. The percentage of fathers who live with their children has fallen significantly over 50 years, but those at-home dads, about three fathers out of every four, are spending far more time with the kids than did their counterparts, which would mean our fathers, decades ago, according to a new analysis by the Pew Research Center. Now, this is kind of messed up, so I sort of agree with you guys, because... of the men and women who have divorced, there are many good, good fathers who are not living with their children because of the divorce, because of certain custodial agreements, but are doing the very best they can and going above and beyond the call of duty. Some of these fathers are told, well, here's your visitation, and they go beyond the visitation. They'll have the children for this. They'll have the children for that. You know, they take the kids for weekends they're not scheduled for. There's a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, there are a lot of guys that ain't like that.
Maybe, bud, but I'm just trying to, you know. The Pew researchers noted that according to U.S. Census figures, only 11% of children younger than 18 in the United States were living apart from their fathers in 1960. Only 11, compared with 27% in 2010. The percentage of children living apart from their mothers doubled over the same time span, but remained comparatively modest, 8% in 2010. Pew also reported that fathers who do live with their children are spending more time with them and taking part in a greater variety of activities. The amount of time that married fathers spent with children living in their household rose from an average of 2 to 6 hours per week in 1965 to 6.5 hours per week in 2000.
Yeah, but see, a lot of that has to do with, what do you call it?
What do you mean, what do you call it?
Yeah, telecommuting.
No, it's...
Yeah, see, I told you it's not that big of a deal.
Well... Yeah, a lot of guys are working at home, so they're going to be able to spend more time. It makes it sound like the men back in 1965 did not want to spend time with their children. Well, you know that's not true. That's a lie. That's a filthy lie. And if the man would... Will you give me that back? You may be right. I mean, I don't doubt men in 1965 wanted to spend time with their kids. There's no question. And that they did not have telecommuting back then like they have today. You know?
Didn't you say your dad had one of them fancy radios?
What do you mean fancy radio? Had a marine radio.
What about one of them phones?
My father had a radio telephone once. He was trying one out. Well, what's the point?
Well, your old man could have spent more time because he was telecommuting, but he didn't. Yeah, because you're ugly. And get out of here.
Anyway, the amount of the amount of time that married fathers spent with children living in the household rose from 2.5 hours to 6.5 hours, according to the Pew researchers, referencing statistics from a report, Changing Rhythms of American Life. In 2007, the analysis of the U.S. Health Department's Family Growth Survey was paired with a new Pew Research survey of attitudes toward fatherhood. It shows that 69% of the public believe that having a father in the home is essential to a child's happiness. I agree. In that survey, which was conducted by telephone, May 26th to the 29th, which meant that the homes that they were talking to had to have telephones.
What's that mean?
I don't know. Anyway, and June 2nd to the 5th, among a nationally represented sample of 2006 adults living in the United States, 63% of fathers said that being a dad is harder today than it was a generation ago. How the hell would they know? Oh, I guess you could. You could make that. And frankly, I agree. I agree.
Why?
I think that there is, the world has sped up. We know this about life, and we know that as the world speeds up, invention speeds up, but problems also come to the fore much quicker. And on that very happy note...
Yeah, well, on that happy note, that's not really a good story.
Fine, man, okay? We'll see you guys next week. Join us during the week on KTLK AM 1150, Monday through Friday. Coming up next, George Norrie, Coast to Coast, here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Cool, brother. Talk to you next week, man.
Good job, guys. Thank you.
It's your whole...
Okay, that is our video cast for tonight. And let's take a look here at the Hollywood, that's not Hollywood, there it is. There's Hollywood right there. So that is Hollywood, and where we are here at the El Pacifico, well, you know, we're up the coast by a few miles. But right now in the, in that district of Los Angeles known as Hollywood, see that big, I'll tell you the thing I was looking at, you see the big tractor trailer there? What the hell is that? That is something, either they're shooting a movie and that is holding equipment, Or they're going to put up Klieg lights, which they do, you know, those big Klieg lights. But that truck has been there for a long time, and I see flashes going off. You see there's a crowd of people gathered? I don't know, I'll use the pointer. You see this? Well, here. See this crowd of people where the pointer is? And you'll see a flash go off. There'll be a flashing light that goes off, almost as if someone's taking photographs. And I'm thinking, well, that's what that truck is about. There seems to be something happening that is relative to that truck's presence, photographs or something, but I don't know. One of the things about any street, you know, in any popular area of a city, but especially Hollywood Boulevard, walking down that freaking sidewalk can get to be crazy because all of a sudden, here's a crowd of about 100 people standing there because there's a guy in a gorilla costume, you know, juggling. Or all of a sudden, you know, something else happens. But I ain't seen that flashing light go off, so I guess that to hell with it, man. Come on out to California and you visit us and you tell me what that was. So the summer months, God, when is summer, man? The 21st? 3 days. Summer is upon us in 3 days. All right. Thanks so much, guys. We will see you Monday night. Don't forget to rally your friends for a backstage pass. We have important news on a couple of fronts to be announcing throughout the summer. And it's all going to be real good, so don't worry about it. I ain't got no news to announce to you guys. It's bad, believe me. And we'll keep you abreast of our shooting schedule for the new Judd Apatow movie. We will keep you abreast of another project that we have, quite frankly, kept very, very quiet for very, very important reasons. And you will be the first to find out. All right, thanks, guys. See you on Monday night here on Phil TV. Yeah, see? Thought I was... Well, now I am.